Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, everybody? It's the best show. Hi, it's Tom, host of the show. You remember me, right? Right? You remember me? Wait, how about now? There it is. Yeah, welcome to the best show. My name's Tom. I'm the host of the show. And you know what, everybody? We do it the way we do it each and every Tuesday night. We've done it this way since the beginning of time, and we're going to keep doing it until the end of time. And tonight, the phone number is 201-3-323-484. And the topic tonight, I'm going to give you a break. You call in, you got problems, you want to talk it through. Tom's going to give you a break. He'll talk you through and give you a break. Rest your head. Rest your weary little head. Rest your head. Tom will give you a break. 201-3-323-484. We'll talk through. It'll be a nice night tonight. We're going to have a good time. Good old-fashioned fun. The way you used to have it. Remember, Mike? And then Mike has some dumb surprise for me that I'm vaguely... it's very troubling. He's way too excited about it. I am not looking forward to it in the slightest. But God help me, I'm going to get it. I have no say in the matter. So let's start the best show the way we start the show each and every week, which is different now, because we do what we want here on the right. Right, Mike? You don't tell me what to do. Get these other shows. They're locked in. You set your watch. You can set your watch to them doing the same thing each and every week. You don't know what we're going to do here. You don't know. You don't know. You don't know. We do it the way we want to do it, and we're going to keep doing it. You can't stop us. You've never been able to. Here we go. Yeah, so maybe I don't get invited to the Emmys. Whoop-de-damn-doo. Just like Derek Coleman said, what can you do? I'm in this for the long run, baby. I'm in this for the centuries. This ain't a week-to-week thing. You think I'm doing this week-to-week at this point? No. No. This is for the ages. That's what we do here. Best show.
A plus sign. I'm friends with the trapezoid.
Everybody on the table! Everybody on the table! Vaping has become a very big business, as I understand it, like a giant business in a very short period of time. But we can't allow people to get sick, and we can't have our youth be so affected. And I'm hearing it, and that's how the First Lady got involved. She's got a son together that is a beautiful young man, and she feels very, very strongly about it. She's seen it. We're both reading it. A lot of people are reading it. But people are dying with it. So we're looking at it very closely.
Westburn is there, August 9th, 1967, Judy Garland. And she got a standing ovation after every song. And she brought her daughter on the stage, Liza Minnelli, and Peter Allen was her piano player, and her husband. And she sang Cabaret, which she won the Academy Award for a couple years later, that night in that arena. And she got a standing ovation, Judy Garland, and the last song she sat on the floor and sang Somewhere Over the Rainbow. I never liked Led Zeppelin. I never liked heavy rock. I hate, like, if you ask me, like, those real, like, Grand Funk Railroad or even the crazy mega, you know, the mega death or like crazy ones with the guitars. I hate that stuff.
Like Black Sabbath?
Oh, Black Sabbath.
Not into
but what's
it.
The other one that's
AC/DC?
Really big? Yeah, and who's got Enter Sandman? Who's that?
Metallica.
I would never. If Metallica played in my backyard, I'd draw the blinds. I mean, okay. Okay, I mean, give me a break. I mean, you gotta be,
draw the blinds.
I mean, man, that's not music. I couldn't even listen to that.
Not into that. What do you wear to a Taylor Swift concert?
I wore shorts and a t-shirt. It was August.
What do you wear to a Taylor Swift concert?
I wore shorts and a t-shirt. It was August.
Jack in Lakewood. What's up, Jack?
Yeah, regarding the situation with Bob Kraft, have you ever engaged in anything like that yourself?
First of all, you're a moron for calling up with that nonsense. That's what not what you asked to call about. Okay, number one. All right, number two. I have not. But you know what? You're just a jerk for even calling up the show and wasting our time with that. Brian in Staten Island. What's up, Brian?
Here's something you may not know about me. I haven't paid for a drink in over 4 years.
Everybody out of the jungle! Everybody out!
If you have
had to compare yourself with Barry. Are you similar? Are you very different?
One of the things I found with this character is he couldn't be quite as edgy as the way I played myself on the TV show.
No, your podcast is not my podcast. Your podcast is your podcast. My podcast is my podcast.
I'm singing.
People could, blacks could feel, what is, I'm not a racist. That's what's so insane about this. I don't, and yet it's said, it comes through, it fires out of me. And even now in the passion and the that's here as I confront myself.
You may not know about me. I haven't paid for a drink in over 4 years.
We've got a really great show for you tonight. Toots and the Maytals are here.
You made me listen to Danzig and Black Sabbath and Slayer really loud.
Hi, I'm Dennis.
Do you have puppy dogs?
Bayon.
Do you have puppy dogs?
Bayon.
Mr. Moonlight.
Especially children happy. I originally built Wally over here for the purpose of doing children's birthday parties.
Right. Then I got involved with The Best Show with Tom Sharpling, and our collective path took a different turn.
Indeed.
FMU, you're on the air.
Hi, Tom. This is Jason from Jersey City. I'm a first-time caller.
How are you, Jason?
Doing good.
Very confident for a first-time caller.
Well, thanks, I guess.
You're right.
A little nervous, but...
You're on...
There were many highlights of that night, but I'll never forget rapping with Ice-T. I actually surprised myself I wasn't bad.
I don't want to do the show!
Thank you.
Butler.
Good. Yeah, what's up? Hello, hi, it's me, Tom, host of The Best Show. We're back again on another Tuesday night here in September of 2019. What's going on, everybody, here on a pleasant evening? Nice enough night, Mike? Yeah, right? What's going down, everybody? Phone number 201-332-3484, and we're going to give you a break tonight. That's what I'm doing, giving you a break. Stressful world, man. Tom will give you a break. Let's do it. What did we just hear? Pink Fairies, song Raceway. Used to be a Best Show theme. Pre-Best Show. That might have been pre-Best Show. Early days of kid getting behind the mic doing his thing. Now look at me. Look at me now, right? The best in the biz. Am I the most popular? No, I'm not. I can't top what some of these shows like Joe Rogan or Paul Scheer, the way they pack them in. Am I doing two nights at the Beacon? No, I'm not. But you know what? 500 years from now, they'll be saying, I know how this show got made. Ugh, that didn't work. No, everybody do what they do. Yeah, look, man. You went to the Emmys. I'm happy for you. I'm happy you were there. I ain't never been in the building, man. That's not what I do. I'm here for the people, for the slobs, for the animals on the street who need something to get them through the day, for the people who they just look in their lives. They got nothing. They've got lives are so empty and they can't figure anything out to do that when the best show comes on, they're so happy. And it gives them a purpose to live. No, that's not true. That's the... Whatever. I'm just doing the show, man. Why did I play Pink Fairies? Because Larry Wallace, the driving force of Pink Fairies, died earlier this week. One of the... Great rock dudes of all time. Had great solo stuff. Police Car is a great record. Pink Fairies are a great band. I used to play that song to kick off the radio show I did all the time. So we honor those who have passed. And Larry Wallace, we say rest in peace to you, Larry Wallace. You did it. And also, well, God, I've been getting a lot of people saying, oh, you're gonna make fun of Robert Hunter? Guy in the Grateful Dead. Guy wrote the lyrics for Grateful Dead. Passed away. Today, yeah. So, I'm not gonna rip on him. What kind of person do you think I am? Yeah, you're gonna rip on him? Yeah, look out. Here I go. Of course not. Like, is a guy made music that ain't my cup of tea? I don't rip on nobody with that. I say rest in peace to Robert Hunter. You made a lot of people happy. That's it. I'm not going to rip on them. What are you, seriously, what do people think I'm doing here? Is that what they think this is? Oh, I heard that guy died. Oh, Tom's going to savage him tonight. No, I'm not. This is the one of the nicest shows in the biz. This show's got more heart than any of these other shows strung together. This show's got heart. We're trying. We got heart here. We care.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live at the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
Gonna rip on someone. I'm starting the show the way I started it last week. I want to tell you about my friends, Stephanie and Ryan, who are going through a crisis with some health things. Ryan is dealing with some pretty substantial health issues, and the medical bills are racking up, and they have a GoFundMe set up. And Stephanie, I worked with Stephanie. She's one of the best people I know. And Ryan Wrigley, I got to, yeah, this is the thing. Now get this, Mike. I do this last week, right? I get a reply from Ryan, right? It's one of the sweetest people I know. It's like, yeah, you said my name wrong. Ay, ay, ay. Ryan Wrigley, not Ridgely. Ryan Wrigley. So you go over to GoFundMe.com, you look up Ryan Wrigley, not Ridgely, R-I-G-L-E-Y, and you give what you can. He's a sweet guy. Also, Stephanie needs a job, and she's cool. Again, only a cool job, because she's a cool person. Not that there's, yeah, look, you offer her any job. You drop me a line. Put him in touch. But go to GoFundMe.com. Ryan Wrigley's Brain Anomaly is the account they have set up. So, and anybody who gives, this is what I'll say. It's Tuesday night right now. We'll end whatever we end at Wednesday night. Whoever gave the most between Tuesday night and Wednesday night, I'll send some stuff to. How about that? Like that, Mike? I'll send them some special Best Show stuff. Help these guys out. Who's good here, Mike? Line one. My idea good or your idea good? Both. I'm telling you, if this starts off with an 11-minute skit. Because Michael also has this thing. He's got some surprise plan tonight. I am terrified of what he's got up his sleeve. Best Show, hi.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
Hey. Hi, this is Lily from New Jersey.
Lily from New Jersey. What's up, Lily?
Oh, gosh, what is enough? We still doing breaks?
Are we still doing it? We just started.
Oh, my gosh. Perfect. Oh, stars. Okay.
All right, what's going on, Lily? What's going on?
Well, I'm a preschool teacher who works primarily outside. And it drives me crazy because it's, you know, the kids are cute, but it's not what I want to do, and it just feels like sometimes you know, the rest of the school isn't like very supportive and physically taxing, and I'm just tired all the time.
Sure.
And
how long have you been doing this, Lily?
Gosh, for a few months now, almost a year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you kind of not, it's not working for you?
It's not, but, you know, it's also like I don't have the luxury to quit right now and not pay rent.
Yeah,
so,
no, it's hard. It's hard.
Yeah. Yeah, it feels gross to complain about.
Don't worry, no. No,
I don't know. My knees hurt.
Well, let me say this. So. I want to say this to you, Lily, and I want to say it to everybody. I went on Twitter. I've been trying to stay off Twitter because it's literally the worst, right?
Yeah, awful.
Literally the worst. It's like if you wonder how the world ended up the way it ended up, Twitter was a prime a prime mover in literally electing the president.
Yeah.
Site's the worst. I go on there, and I try to keep it light now because I've gotten hammered. I got hammered writing memorials to people.
Oof.
So I go on there, and I tweet this thing. I tweet, hey, I'd love to, you know, still haven't found out how to get AP Mike verified on Twitter. Because, look, this guy, there's real people posing as him on Twitter. It drives me nuts. So then I tweet out, can we get this? I want to get verified on Instagram, get him verified on Twitter. And some guy writes back, first world problems. As if I don't know that. As if I like I can't tell the difference between this and a life or death problem. You don't think I can tell that? First world problems.
Oh, give me a break, buddy. Yeah.
So this is what I want to say to you, Lily. Just because if your problems are not the worst problems, it doesn't mean you don't have problems. You know what I mean? Because you're calling up and you're saying, oh, you know, I know I have a job and I should, you know, be grateful I got the job. And then, yeah, still could be a problem. Doesn't mean it's the worst problem in the world. You still got a problem, right?
Yeah.
You're trying.
Yeah.
Right? You're trying?
Yeah, I'll do our best. Yeah.
That's it. Look, sure. Well, look, you're out there. How old are these kids now?
Oh, gosh. 2 to 4.
2 to 4. That's a rough age.
Yeah.
And how many kids are you accountable for when you're out there?
Too many. Too many. More than should be allowed.
Okay.
But,
well, what if you look at this as it's way too many. It's too many kids. It's a hard job. I'm not saying it's an easy job by any stretch. I'm not minimizing this at all. But you look at this and you say to yourself, this is temporary. I'm not going to be here forever. Maybe I'll try to get what I can out of this and maybe look at some kid's face and laugh because the kid makes you laugh.
Yeah.
And you just remind yourself, it's temporary. And all you do is you say to yourself, I'm going to figure my next thing out. Maybe I'll put a little more oomph into figuring my next thing out now.
Yeah.
Because you know you want to change it, right?
Oh, my gosh, absolutely.
But you have a good time. Maybe you figure out a way to have a good time while you're changing it.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, you cut yourself some slack. Give yourself a break here, Lily. Come on, you can do it, right? Feel a little better?
Gosh, yeah, dude, you're a gem.
You feel a little better, right?
Yeah.
Good.
Dang.
All right, you have a great night.
You too, Tom. Take care.
All right, bye. Who else is good here, Mike? Line two. Is that the one you wanted me to pick up before? Line one. All right, let's go to line one. Best show.
Oh, hi, Tom.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. To whom am I speaking?
This is Claire from Ireland.
Claire from where now?
From Ireland.
Claire from Ireland.
Yeah.
Claire, what part of Ireland are you in, Claire?
I'm in Dublin City.
Dublin City.
Yeah.
Now, can you answer me a question, Claire?
I will try.
First of all, who's the best band out of Ireland? Best band.
The most popular band is probably like U2 or...
Oh, who's the best, though? Who's the best? SoCal?
I honestly couldn't tell you. My favorite was probably Boyzone, but I was about 12.
Boyzone was your favorite. What was your favorite Boyzone song?
Oh, God. Let the Reason Be Love, I think it was called.
Fine. So you like Boyzone.
Yeah, but I was a baby.
That's fine. You still like it a little bit, though, right?
Yeah, sure. Anything that I know all the words to, I think I like.
Yeah. So what's going on tonight, Claire? What's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm worried I've misinterpreted the topic as more of an agony uncle thing.
Well, you know what I'm going to say? I'm going to give you a break on that. I'm going to give you a break on that. What did you think the topic was, Claire?
Well, give me a break, but I think I've maybe been a bit too serious.
So what do you want? What did you think we were going to do? Because we'll do it.
I was hoping I was going to tell you about the bad thing, and then you would say, that's okay.
Yeah, let's do that.
Back to sleep.
Tell me. Tell me the bad thing. Because what time is it there?
Okay. It's about 2:30 in the morning.
Okay.
2:31.
All right.
So I'm 35, right?
Okay. But
today, actually, I'm 35.
Oh, my goodness. Happy birthday.
Thank you. It's a weird start, I think. Right. You can tell I'm, like, literally in bed right now. But, yeah, so I've been working in animation since I left college. And I have yet to manage to work out how to kind of balance the kind of six-month contract work with the being horribly unemployed afterwards. Like, I see other people doing it, and I see people, like, working consistently, and I just have not managed to work this out, and I don't know how much longer I'm going to survive unless I do work it out. So,
mm-hmm. Working
kind of the vibe.
So it's hard to, you're kind of caught. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. So, like, every maybe 6 or 8 months, I find myself unemployed again, and I kind of have to wander around, and I don't know, it feels like it's more work to, like, not have a job than it is to have a job. Like, when I get a job, it's like, oh, phew, I can relax now for 8 months and work hard, you know?
Yeah, so it's hard to even, it's, do you find getting the job, by the time you get it, you're slightly exhausted?
Yeah, absolutely.
Chasing the job, right? Isn't that tiring? The pursuit
constantly having to, like, sell yourself and tell people how great you are, you know, convince them to hire you, and then eventually they do, and you can, like, kind of relax into the job for 8 months, have an income.
So your dilemma right now is that you're tired of the hamster wheel you're on.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, what could change that? Where would you want to be, Claire? Where would you want to be? You're 35 today. Where would you want to be?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't even think I know anymore.
First thing that comes to your mind, what is it? Where you'd want to be?
I probably want to be existing in kind of the Friends universe or something.
In the universe
no one
of
ever
the show
seems
Friends.
To be stuck for rent.
Yeah, I don't know if that's gonna a possibility.
Probably not gonna happen.
I don't know if you're gonna be able to live in the world of Friends. Who's your least favorite friend? Who's your least favorite friend? We'll say it on
Ross.
The count of three. Yeah, Ross. Of course it's Ross. I was gonna say it on the count of three.
Ross,
no one.
The worst friend.
Do you think anyone likes Ross the most?
I think if anyone does like Ross the most, they are the same as Ross, and therefore must be stuffed.
What's the worst thing you ever saw Ross do on Friends, Claire? I think I have one I want to say. Remember when he broke into his ex girlfriend's apartment to get his shirt back?
And hid behind the couch like a serial killer.
Yes, wasn't that the worst? Like that's actionable.
He should be at least, you know, going to not maybe to jail, but to
exactly. He should have been arrested for that.
Yeah. He freaked out about the sandwich. That was pretty intense.
The sandwich. You mean, look, to be fair, Monica made him the sandwich, and she had that middle layer of bread soaked in gravy. The moist maker, of course.
Yeah.
The moist maker. And then, look, and that guy, to be
from
that boss was a piece of garbage, too, where he's just like, oh, I didn't realize it was your sandwich. And then he's like, didn't you see the note? Like, he's right on that one. I got to say, he's right on that. You just don't eat food.
My sandwich. Yeah.
First of all, if I was at work, I could not imagine eating anything that I didn't know what it was in the refrigerator. Mm. Could you imagine you just saw a thing and you didn't know whose it was or what it was, and you just started eating it? What is it? What happened? Did a bomb go off, a nuclear bomb go off, and you're just eating what's left on the thing? That's the only thing that would make me eat what was in a refrigerator if I didn't know what it was.
I never thought about it that way.
Yeah, now that guy, I'm going to have to overrule you on this one.
The worst friend is the boss of Ross.
Ross's boss was worse than Ross. Yeah. Ross's boss was worse than Ross. Sounds like a little.
That could be a t-shirt for Meet My Friends with Friends.
Yes, which is coming back in 2029. No, it's coming back soon. So, tell me, Claire, what would you can't if you, it's ruling out you living in the world of Friends. What can we see you do here? What would be you want to keep doing this animation? You still have fun doing it?
Yeah, I love it when I can do it. I do it a lot, but it's the one thing between jobs.
Well, what about this? What if you did this? What if you did this? Is part of your frustration that you don't have a creative outlet of your own? Was that frustrating?
I can just sit and draw all day.
Well, I don't know on this one. You might just have to relax and just be like, yeah, you know, if you enjoy drawing the stuff, you draw it, you do the work, you do the job, and maybe you don't take it home and you focus on some of your extracurricular interests. How about that? Would that help you?
Yeah.
Lean into that a little bit more. Don't define yourself by work.
Yeah. You're right.
Leave it at work. Leave work at work.
Go back to the uncle.
You go home. And then you live your life when you get out of there. How about that? What if you start thinking about it that way?
Yeah, that's excellent advice, Tom.
Yeah.
For real.
Well, there you go. Yeah. That's what you're going to do, okay?
Thank you. I'm glad I set an alarm to wake me up at 2 a.m.
Well, I'm glad you did too. And again, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, bye. Claire, checking in from Ireland. Who's good here, Mike? Line two. Mike likes line two. Best show, hi.
Hi.
Hello, hi. To whom am I speaking?
What?
Who's this?
Mariah.
Mariah. Your name is Mariah?
Yes.
How are you tonight, Mariah?
Good.
Can I guess? I'm going to guess you are under 21 years old.
Yes.
You are.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say you are over 2 years old. You're over two. You're not two. You're older. You're way older than two, right?
Yes.
I'm going to say you're older than five.
Yes.
But I'm going to say you're younger than nine.
Yes.
I'm going to say you're younger than eight.
Yes.
Oh, so we're looking at you are either five, six, or seven, huh?
Yes.
Which one do you think it is?
Seven.
You're seven, which means you are in high school, right? You're in high school?
No.
You're not?
No.
No? You're not in high school?
No, I'm in second grade.
Second grade?
Oh, yes.
My goodness. Now, Mariah, what's your favorite thing to do in school? Eat lunch? You like eating lunch at school?
I like riding the bus home because I get to talk with my friends.
Oh, that's fun. You like riding the bus home. So you like riding the bus home. You like riding the bus to school?
Yes.
So you like riding the bus to school and you like riding the bus home. You know there's all kind of things in the middle there, right? Called school.
Mm-hmm.
So if you could have it your way, you would never get off the bus.
Yes.
You'd stay on the bus all day long?
No.
No?
No, I would probably go to school and do reading right away.
Okay. Do
you like... That's what we do.
Now with lunch, let's talk about your lunch, right?
Yeah.
Do you have lunch at school? Do you get a packed lunch? Do you bring lunch with you?
Sometimes I get home lunch and sometimes I get school lunch.
Now with this home lunch...
Mm-hmm.
Who packs that home lunch for you?
My mom.
Your mom?
Yeah.
Does she do? What, does she put some good snacks in there for you?
Yes.
Like, what's a good snack?
Pretzels.
Okay.
And sometimes alphabet cookies.
Alphabet cookies?
Yeah, they're like crackers, but kind of like...
Wait, these are not in the shape of letters, though.
They're like squares, and they have letter carvings on them.
Okay, so they have the letters written on the cookies.
Yes.
Now, of all the letters in the alphabet... What's your favorite letter? I think I know what it is. Let's both say it on the count of three. You ready? One, two, three. M.
Yes.
I got it. M.
Yes, you did. Yes, is the first letter of my name.
I know. I figured that out.
Yeah.
So what made you call tonight? Who's there? Who's there with you? I hear someone in the background. Who is that?
My dad.
Your dad? What's your dad's name?
Rob.
But you call him Dad, though, right? You don't call him Rob?
Yes.
Until tonight. This is what I want you to say. You repeat after me, okay? Mariah, ready? Okay. Hey, Rob.
Hey, Rob.
Go get me some alphabet cookies. And I'd say, "Well, I don't see those cookies yet. What's the holdup?"
He's not getting me cookies.
Okay, say, "Hey, Rob, go get me some alphabet cookies, and make it snappy." Okay, say that.
Hey, Rob, come get me some alphabet cookies and make it snappy.
There you go.
He went down the hall.
Yeah, he did. He's going to get those cookies. You told him what to do.
Yeah.
He's paying attention.
I don't know if he's actually going to get them, but yeah.
Oh, no. I hope he doesn't come back. What if he comes back and he's, right? When he comes back, he's got worms.
Ew.
You'd eat the worms. You'd eat the worms.
What?
You'd eat the worms. So if he came back and brought worms, you'd eat them, right?
No.
You wouldn't?
No, I just threw me some. They have an owl on the front.
You have an owl in the front? The front of your house, you have an owl?
No. On the package of the alphabet cookies, there's an owl.
Oh, okay. What are you going to be for Halloween?
I haven't decided yet, but I think I'm going to be an artist.
An artist?
Yeah, that's what I want. That's what I want to be when I grow up.
You want to be an artist when you grow up. What kind of artist would you like to be? That's very exciting.
Like, I kind of want to make, like, collages.
Okay. Out of what? Like out of pictures you cut out of things?
Pictures I cut out of magazines.
Okay. Do you make collages now?
Not really much, but I do want to.
Well, this is what I think it's time for you to make some collages. So this is what you got to say. Hey, Rob.
What?
Say, hey, Rob.
Hey, Rob.
We're going to make collages tomorrow. You got a problem with that?
We're going to make collages tomorrow.
You got a problem with that?
Is that a problem with that?
Now just say it all straight through. Hey, Rob, we're going to make collages tomorrow. You got a problem with that?
Hey, Rob, we're going to make collages tomorrow. No problem with that?
There you go. All right, Mariah. It's probably bedtime, right?
Yes.
All right. Well, you go to bed, and then tomorrow you make a collage. How about that?
Okay.
What's your favorite radio show ever?
I don't really know.
Ay-yi-yi, the one that just had you on for 45 minutes. Come on, Mariah. All right, you go to bed.
Bye.
Bye. Can't win, Mike. I can't win. Best show, hi.
Hi, Tom. How you doing?
I'm good. To whom am I speaking?
This is Vape from Touchdown City.
Vape from Touchdown City, one of the rebranded callers. You used to be
first.
Like Keith or something?
John.
John, yeah. John from Kansas City or something? Were you from Kansas, from Iowa or something?
Yeah, Wichita.
Wichita. What's the best song about Wichita? Ba-dum-bum-ba-dum-bum, right? I am a lineman for the county, right? And I drive the main road. You don't know that song?
No.
And you're from Wichita.
Well, I haven't lived here my whole life, but...
You should, if you're there for 5 minutes, you got to know Wichita lineman.
Okay.
In the Wichita... Oh, my God. You don't know Wichita lineman.
I'm sorry.
Jeepers, creepers. What's going on? I didn't know they'd let you into Wichita without knowing that song.
Well, you've been talking the last few weeks about how no worries thing, right?
Yeah, go ahead. I've been talking about no worries, that a lot of people say no worries instead of you're welcome.
Right, and I think it made me realize we've got an even worse version of that here in the Midwest.
What's that?
It's where they say you're fine.
Now, how would that go? If I was a customer at a store, you'd be behind the counter, and I'd say, I'd like to buy this sandwich, please. And then you'd say what now?
Wait, you're the customer and you said that?
You tell me, who says you're fine?
Okay, sorry. No, it's like when something goes a little bit weird, it would be like... when you just reflexively say, oh, sorry, then they say, you're fine. And okay. It just kind of rubs me the wrong way compared to, like, it's fine or no problem or anything mm-hmm. like that, because it's talking about you like it's presumptuous.
Because you were not questioning whether you were fine. That's what you're saying.
Right.
And like, you want to just go like, yeah, I am fine. I know that.
Yeah, exactly.
And, no, that I don't like that one. I don't like, you're fine.
Okay, good. I'm glad that you understand.
I like that vape. But... You're thinking vape.
Yeah.
Can't believe you don't know Wichita lineman. Do you know who sings it? Guess. No. I just want to hear who you think sings Wichita lineman.
Okay, who I think sings is Bruce Springsteen.
Okay. You're wrong.
Oh. Who does sing it?
You're going to have to find out.
Oh, okay.
Yourself. You got some homework to do, Vape.
Okay.
Anything else, Chief?
I had one for the topic, actually.
All right. What do you got?
So I'm kind of a hypochondriac.
Okay.
And the thing about being a hypochondriac is knowing you are one doesn't help you stop being one.
No.
Because you always think this next thing, okay, this thing is for real, though. And,
yeah. Exactly.
My current thing is that, wow. It's going to sound weird because I haven't done it at all during this call, but I feel... What?
I didn't say anything.
Oh, sorry. I feel like I'm slurring my speech a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like I will say a W instead of an R, or just a T instead of a TH. Like
what's a word that you feel you don't do a good job with?
Okay. Well, if I was saying relationship
mm-hmm.
when I was like this, I would say relationship.
Relationship.
Right.
That's what you think you're saying?
Well, that's what I think I'm going to say. And that's, like, this even affects me when I'm reading something. When I'm reading the words, I find myself trying to think how I would say it, and it just sounds totally wrong and, like, mush-mouthed and... I don't know why this is. It's just been happening for the past couple of days.
All right. Is it something you... this is a new thing? This is literally the last couple of days you've noticed it?
Yeah. I think it might just be, you know, psychosomatic, or I'm psyching myself out or something. Mm-hmm. Because have you noticed any, like, slurring as I've been talking to you?
Absolutely not.
Okay. No.
So, I got to say, I think it's psychosomatic, dramatic, insane from you.
Psychosomatic, dramatic, insane.
I got to say, what's that song? Right? You know that song.
Oh, God, you're doing it twice, you're doing this to me?
Psychosomatic, dramatic, insane, right? You go, come with me now, right? You're the victim, oh, right? Prodigy, you remember that?
No.
Oh, come on.
Sorry.
Firestarter? You don't remember Firestarter?
Oh, well, yeah, I do know that song. I just didn't remember that part of it. I only remember, I'm a Firestarter. Twisted Firestarter.
There you go. I'll say this to you, Vape.
Okay.
If you feel you're slurring your words or whatever,
yeah.
I understood you perfectly. If you're slurring a few words, if you actually catch yourself doing it, You just try to improve it. It's not the end of the world. You slur a word, nobody cares. It's only in your own head that's rattling around like it's something to be judged by. Nobody's judging you by that.
Okay, thanks. That does.
And if you want to improve it, you improve it. If it slips or whatever, then it slips. No, you're the only one judging yourself about this.
All right.
Give yourself a break, Vape.
I will.
All right, Vape.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you, buddy. Good old Vape. Vape gets it. Right, Mike?
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire, I can hear you through the wine, and the Wichita lineman is right on the
best show.
Hi, this is Liz from New Jersey.
Liz or Liz?
Liz.
Liz.
Yeah,
L-I-S-S? L-I-S-S?
Yes.
How are you, Liz?
I'm stressed, Tom.
You're stressed out. Where, what part of New Jersey in, Liz?
Union County.
Union County. So you're near Route 22 there?
I am.
You're near that, drive past that Chick-fil-A?
No, I didn't know there was one on there, actually.
Route 22? Yeah, in that area, you know that area of Springfield?
Yeah.
With the most unnavigable part of the planet?
Yes, they do.
It's the nonstop island in the middle that people are slowing down in the left lane?
Yes.
To turn off at?
Yes.
What's your favorite thing about that stretch, Liz? Saporito's Pizza?
Maybe the Qdoba?
Ah, the Qdoba. You know what's right along that stretch is the dumb vape shop that I bought the thing from that broke after three uses.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Used to be next to where the Jimmy John's was.
Oh, okay.
Might actually be where the Jimmy John's was.
Okay.
So, Liz, tell me what's wrong.
So I go to school for theater tech, and I am a props master for our first show, which is opening October 11th. And it's about like 2.5 weeks away, and there's just a lot to build and a lot to do in that time, and I'm afraid I won't get it done.
Okay.
So I've been kind of having panic attacks every day.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, Liz, first thing I'm going to tell you, you give yourself a break on this one.
Okay.
Okay? You're going to get it done.
Yeah.
This is what you do. This is my advice to you, Liz.
Yes.
Get out a nice, fresh, clean piece of paper with nothing on it, right?
Okay.
You draw a line down the middle of the page, right?
Okay.
You can make two, it's two columns now.
Yeah.
one of the things that I think is getting to you, you're thinking about this whole thing as one gigantic thing.
Mm-hmm.
Break it down into pieces, Liz.
Okay.
That way it doesn't feel like a giant million-pound weight hanging over your head.
Yeah.
You break it down to pieces, you can figure out how to take it piece by piece.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And then on the other side, you're going to write out who can help you.
Okay.
You need help with this? You ask for help. You got people who'll help you, right?
I do.
Or do they know you need the help?
Some of them do.
Well, it's time for you to tell all of them to the point, I need help with this. If we're going to do the show the way we need to do it and the way we want to do it, please help. And they're not doing you a favor. Everybody's in this together. Everybody wants the show to be good, right?
Yeah.
So you just tell them, it's like, hey, I'm up against it here. I need some help.
Yeah.
And you write out what needs to be done, and you figure out who can help you do it.
Okay.
And that way it's not all on your shoulders.
Yeah. I mean, I do have an assistant.
Okay.
Then
have you made this clear to your assistant?
I've been trying to. I don't think they really grasp the gravity of the situation.
Well, can you sit down with your assistant and say, like, hey, can we go get some coffee or something and sit down and go, like, hey, this is where we're at. And just lay the facts out.
Yeah.
Just lay them out and say, this is the reality of this. How can we make this happen?
Yeah.
Rather than keeping it vague and hoping maybe they understand, maybe they know, maybe they don't. Just tell them. Tell your assistant. That's why they're there. Let the assist part of assistant. That's why they're called assistants, Liz.
I know.
So let them assist. They probably want to assist you.
Yeah.
So let them, give them some clarity and they'll do the best they can.
All right. Yeah, I need to be better with communication. Yeah. I know that.
And is that not something you're great at?
Well, when I get nervous, I kind of recede into myself and try to just keep my head down and pretend everything's okay. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Well, you're going to have to do the opposite of that just even for a little bit.
Yeah.
So you know what you do? You pretend for 30 seconds, Liz.
Mm-hmm.
You just pretend you're somebody else.
Okay.
Just say, like, how would somebody who you've seen be an extrovert who can handle moments like that, what would they say to kick off a thing to make their point? You've seen people do that, right?
Yeah.
So you just replicate what they do for 30 seconds.
Okay.
And then after that, it takes over, and then you can be you, but the ball's rolling.
Yeah.
Does any of this make sense?
It does, and it helps.
Just talk, and your assistant probably wants to help so badly.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like the assistant?
I do. They're very quiet, but they're nice.
Well, then you say, like, why don't we go, hey, you want to go eat lunch or whatever, however you can talk to them and just make your point in a friendly, positive way. That's what you do. That's what I would say. And you just realize this is not all on your shoulders. You're going to do a show. It's a team effort. So let the team be the team.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
And Liz?
Yeah?
Give yourself a break.
Thanks.
A little better?
Yeah, I feel like I've gotten it off my chest.
Good. All right.
Yeah.
All right. You have a great night.
You too. Thanks, Tom.
Bye.
Bye.
Mike's got some dumb thing he wants to bring in. Do you have it, Mike? It's not ready yet. Ay-yi-yi. What's this guy doing out there? I don't know. Don't apologize. I'm the fire starter. Dramatic fire starter. Best show. Hi.
Hi. Is this Tom?
Yes, it is.
Hi, this is Gary out in Brooklyn. How you doing tonight?
Gary in Brooklyn. Where are you in Brooklyn, Gary?
I'm in Bed-Stuy, right off the G.
All right. You know who's out there? Fred from Honolulu.
Oh, I've heard some things about him. I reserve judgment, though, because I don't feel like I know enough.
Was it Goodfellas? You've heard things? I've heard things. I've heard things. Fred from Honolulu.
Oh, man.
He's a good guy, Fred from Honolulu.
Hmm.
Mad. He's always mad. You know what would calm him down if somebody gave him the dream? You know what his dream job is? To be Mr. Met.
Mr. Met? As in the Mets mascot.
Yeah, is there a different Mr. Met?
I don't know. And maybe. I don't know.
Nah, he should be. But Fred wants to be Mr. Met. I'd let him be Mr. Met. It's kind of like when George W. Bush wanted to run baseball. They should have just given it to him. He wouldn't have been such a problem to the planet, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's one way we could revise history for the better.
If I had a time machine, I'd go back in history and I would just employ these monsters. Not that Fred's a monster. That sounds bad. He's not. He's a dreamboat of a guy. I love him. I love this guy. But I would go back in time, and I would give bad people the dream job so they wouldn't be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Do you think...
You sign Fidel Castro as a pitcher, right? Sure, mm-hmm. you want to pitch for the Cubs, you're in the rotation. George W. Bush, you want to be commissioner of baseball? Go for it. Glenn Beck wants to be a morning zoo DJ? You give him the gig, right?
Yeah.
And Fred from Honolulu, I make him Mr. Met. He'd be the first Mr. Met that would ignore all the white kids. People would be just like, why Mr. Met didn't come over to my son? He shoved my son.
I do wonder how George W. Bush would run baseball. That's an interesting alternate history that I would like to see.
Yeah, he probably would have declared war on the NBA. Preemptively, right? Preemptive strike.
That sounds logical.
He would have declared war on the NBA. They're going to attack us. You can look at. You guys see Mark McGwire coming into Madison Square Garden with a bat. Isn't it funny? You think about like this baseball kind of sucks, right?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, like I was a fan when I was a kid, but not so much anymore.
Yeah. The only people who can be fans of baseball are kids and drunk people. Or at least old guys who sit there in the baseball, in the stands with a little pencil, like a little miniature golf pencil writing in the score in the program. Sixth inning, a strikeout.
I'm not like a huge sports guy, but specifically with baseball, like I don't understand how like a lot of these like radio shows that go over all the stats and stuff are entertaining at all. I just find it's insanely boring.
Yeah, me too. But the thing is, like, baseball is boring. It sucks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you think about like a hero in the NBA, right? You think about a guy like LeBron James, right?
Mm-hmm.
This guy's like a physical, he's like a god, basically. Mm-hmm. He can do it. Or then you think about baseball and like who a hero in that is. And it's like John Kruk, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like a guy who you'd think would only be a hero at like the Nathan's hot dog eating contest.
Mm-hmm.
Could be a baseball player. That guy Joey Chestnut is in too good a shape to be a baseball player. The guy who eats 99 hot dogs?
Mm-hmm.
He's in too good a shape to be a baseball player.
I'm kind of scared to go back to revisit a lot of my heroes from when I was a kid in baseball because God knows what I'll find. Because I haven't paid attention since probably like the late 90s.
Like, who's a hero? Who's a hero of yours in general? Who in your life right now is a hero? Other than me.
Like, just other than you.
Other than me.
Just in general, not even in baseball?
Yeah, in any way, anything. Who?
Oh, man.
Well, me, and then who else? Yeah.
I just love a lot of... I'm into animation, so mm-hmm. I love a lot of animators. And specifically right now... Oh, that's really tough. It's really, really tough. Just basically anybody who's running stuff at, like, running TV shows at Disney or Cartoon Network is pretty high on my list right now.
Okay, good. Those of you hear us. So it's me and then people with cartoons.
Exactly.
So who is a baseball hero of yours?
I liked Ken Griffey Jr. as a kid.
Okay, he seems cool, right?
Yeah.
He seems all right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. So what made you call tonight?
Well, I have something for the topic, but then I also had a little bit of an aside. A couple of weeks ago, you were talking about bands that had their name as a song and their name as an album all in one. And I wanted to add one to that, Living in a Box from the 80s. They had band name, song name, and the album name all in one. So that's another one.
Living in a Box. That's where I forgot about Living in a Box.
I think a lot of people do.
Good one. So the only ones we have so far are Black Sabbath, Bad Company, Living in a Box, The Beatles, and who else?
I don't know. I forgot one.
Wasn't there another one, Mike? This guy's not paying attention. Oh, hey, Mike, in here we're doing the best show. You should check it out at some point. What's this? Guy's too busy eating his food out there. What'd you get for food tonight? Oh, beef bolognese. Great. No pizza? Nah, I didn't get pizza this week. That's all right. Nah, I don't like pizza anyway. That's all right. Maybe I'll just lick the beef bolognese container. The lid. I'm kidding. You got me a cheese calzone. Do you think, wouldn't it have been, wasn't it a missed opportunity, speaking of baseball, for Cal Ripken to not have had a calzone? Like, for that not to have been a thing? Like,
how wasn't that a thing when I think about
it? I don't know. How was there not a thing when they would be at the games that Cal Ripken would not have, like, a section of the stadium called the Calzone that only sold Calzones? Right?
Yeah. I mean, did Calzones ever have, like, a surge in popularity at one point? But maybe he just missed the boat? Didn't think it was a good venture?
Somebody had to have proposed to him a Calzone business. There's no way that was not presented to Cal Ripken Jr., the baseball superstar, to be like, Cal, we got an idea for you. Your name is Cal, of course, and you're familiar with the food Calzones. I think you see where we're going with this, Cal. We want to open up a store called the Calzone, and everybody enters, they go into the Calzone, and they get a Calzone, and your face is burned onto every calzone. And people eat your face. They smear sauce all over it.
There's got to be a restaurant that does that out there. Like, there's got to be some kind of restaurant that has that as, like, a specialty, I feel like, somewhere.
In Baltimore?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, I don't know. Odds would, I'd be in favor of that actually being a thing, I think.
What if they had the Baltimore restaurant where you get a calzone, right, a Cal Ripken calzone, and then for a beverage you order, like, a glass of John Waters, right? Right?
I'd be down with that. That's great.
Do you think Cal Ripken has ever met John Waters? Being they're both Baltimore. Cal Ripken was in Baltimore for 25 years playing. John Waters has been in Baltimore his whole life. Has John Waters ever met Cal Ripken? I'm going to say no.
I feel like maybe at, like, a charity event in Baltimore, maybe, but, like, that's pushing it, I think.
What do you think, Mike?
That would be the only circumstance.
Pat? What do you think, Pat? Pat says yes. Anyone can prove this. If anyone can dig up a picture of Cal Ripken and John Waters together, I want to see it. So what do you got for me tonight, Chief? What's wrong? You got something? You get stressed out? You need a break? What's wrong?
Yeah. I was thinking about, like, you know, I have really bad anxiety, and I think a lot of that stems from kind of growing up and being the annoying one among my friends, and I feel like that's still something I deal with today.
Wait, you're like the annoying one? What? No, I'm kidding. I'm just making it. What's your name again? What's your name again?
Gary.
Yeah. Gary. All right, Gary. With two R's?
Just one.
Good. Okay. The first thing I was going to do was tell you to ditch that second R.
I've just always kind of had this, like, sneaking suspicion, even though, you know, I've approached friends about it and asked, hey, do you think I'm annoying? They're always like, no, but I've, you know, growing up with ADHD, I was very spastic kid, and I've kind of learned to manage it way better. I always feel like I'm the annoying one. I always feel like I talk too much, or I always feel like I, talk too loud or harp on a joke. Mm-hmm. You know,
okay. This is what I'm going to say to you, Gary. You sitting there right now, how many friends do you have that are great friends? How many friends do you have are great friends?
I think, like, super close friends. I probably have, like, 10, 12 great friends.
That's unbelievable. That's an unbelievable amount of friends. So clearly it's not true what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah, I try to rationalize with myself that, like, hey, I have acquired this cool subset of people that are into the same things I'm into. But, you know, I think a lot of it stems from just kind of growing up and being called out and stuff like that. And that's something that kind of never leaves.
Yeah,
but,
I've learned
to kind of manage it. Yeah.
This is what I'm going to say to you, Gary. Who are the people that made you feel bad about this?
I honestly think, so for a living, well, not for a living, but, like, my passion right now is writing cartoons.
Okay.
And, you know, sometimes you put something out there and you'll go into, like, I use this thing called Discord, which is a lot like Skype. You go into a server in Skype and you kind of, you know, in these communities and you see, like, oh, this person, you know, this person's calling you talentless or something like that. And, you know, this is like one in like 100 people that will do this. But every time I see something like that, I'm like, oh God.
This is it. You don't know. Do you know these people?
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't know that person.
Then what do you care? It stops there. It stops there, buddy. It's hard to, I know it's easier said than done, but it stops there.
Yeah. It's a good point.
Think about the people you know. Do they think you're talentless?
No.
Because they know you're not.
They totally support me.
They know you're not talentless. These people don't know you. They'll say anything. They don't care what they say. Again, they're bad people.
Yeah.
They say anything. Have you ever said anything mean about anybody online that you didn't know? It's okay. I'm not judging you if you did.
No, I mean, like, I don't think I'd ever said anything mean. It may be critical, not mean. Yeah. I don't think I would ever come out and, like, lash out. Yeah.
So then, but you know what it's like. Somebody could write a thing. Maybe they went too far or whatever. Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
You've been close to the line. Maybe you didn't cross it. Maybe you did. You know what it's like, buddy. Let it go. You hold yourself to a high. You're holding yourself to a rougher standard than anybody else. So you know what you do, Gary? You give yourself a break. All right.
I'll try.
You're doing all right, buddy. You're doing all right. You called in. You did a great job. You didn't annoy me. You didn't talk over me. You hear this show and you hear how many people talk over me and ruin the calls. You didn't do that. So you didn't, the thing you're worried about, you didn't do it with me.
It's true.
Yeah. All right, very true. Give yourself a break. All right.
Thanks, Tom.
All right. Bye.
Have a good night.
How's your beef bowling knees, Mike? Heavy, great. That's what we need. That's what we need for the second half of the show. It's got to be Logie. Be all posted up out there, like he's going to run a marathon. Not run no marathon. So I was at a diner the other day. I go to this diner. Now I'm eating at the diner. And I listen to the table behind me. I never heard anything like this in my life. The server comes over. Waitress, server, I don't know what you call. What's the proper thing? I don't know. She comes over, brings the food over. She's breaking her back to take care of everybody. It's one of these diners where they are understaffed, and then everybody gets mad at the employees, get mad at the cheapskate behind the counter, the guy behind the register. That's a tightwad you got to get mad at. Not these poor serving staff run around trying to make everybody happy. So I'm listening to this table, and the waitress comes over, drops the food down, sets it down. And she's, I got you this, I got you this. She's really accommodating. Then I hear this kid. If this kid was 9 years old, this kid was older than nine, I'll eat my hat. This kid starts complaining.
This bacon is not crispy enough.
And this kid brings the, calls the waitress over.
Excuse me, this bacon is not crispy enough.
I never saw anything like it in my life. Look, maybe the bacon's not crispy enough. That's fine. But this kid was running things.
Excuse me, this bacon is not crispy enough.
So she brings the bacon back into the kitchen. Comes back with the bacon a few minutes later. Kid like evaluates it. Then at this table, no joke, the guy at the table says to the waitress, I wrote it down in the moment.
What do you think I'm going to ask you for? It's not $1 million, I assure you.
Then he does this extended beat as if he's doing that. What do you think? It's a David Mamet play? Riding the drama of the moment?
He goes, what do you think I'm going to ask you for? It's not $1 million, I assure you. It's mayonnaise.
And then she goes and gets him like a little cup of mayonnaise, one of those little paper cups of mayonnaise. And he keeps talking while she's gone. He's like,
well, I've been coming here for years. But, like, she loves me.
He said she like he thought this was like a funny exchange. She was not laughing, dude.
What do you think I'm going to ask you for? Well, it's not $1 million, I assure you. It's mayonnaise.
What is wrong with people?
Excuse me, this bacon is not crispy enough.
You know what I do? Go do your homework. If I was a waitress, I'd dump the bacon on the kid's head. Give the kid a swirly. Drag him into the bathroom, give him a swirly. Best show.
Ah, hi, Tom. This is Amelia from Australia.
Amelia?
Yep, from Australia.
Amelia in Australia. Let me guess what time it is there, Amelia. Let me say it is. Hold on. I'm going to say it is 12:35.
Pretty much, yep.
Right?
Lunchtime. I've just looked at the clock and realized that I probably should be giving my kids some lunch right about now.
So what's going on? Where in Australia are you, Amelia? Perth? In Perth?
I'm a bit outside of Melbourne.
Yeah, in Uluru? So, you live on Uluru?
No.
You live in the Sydney Opera House?
I wouldn't want to live on it.
Do you live in the Sydney Opera House? Where do you live?
I live near Hanging Rock.
Did you ever have a picnic at Hanging Rock?
No, I've had a walk at Hanging Rock, but I haven't actually taken a picnic up.
Now, when people do that dingo thing, that drives you nuts, right?
Well, it hasn't happened to me personally. I don't know. I reckon it'd be pretty funny if they did, though.
Now, what if the... If I was to have the ding, if I was to fight the dingo with my baby, right? Why don't you just go get the guy with the knife, right? Now that's a knife. Why doesn't he fight the dingo?
Oh, that's not a knife. This is a knife.
Yeah, tell him. Yeah, okay.
That's a knife. Go chase that dingo.
My son, Cole, who's 10, just heard me say that. And he, there's a really funny video of him when he was about 2, sitting on the kitchen bench playing with a knife. And at the time, he had taken to doing a little bit of a twang on the end of his vowels like that. Like saying life instead of life and knife.
I'm going to back this up, though. I want to back this up to the idea that a 2-year-old was playing with a knife.
He had a butter knife. He had a butter knife.
Sure. I'm going to, I don't think this was a butter knife. I'm going to say this was not a huge machete. Probably a steak knife, though. You can admit it. It was a steak knife?
Can't quite remember, but we might have done something for the purposes of the video.
Sure, of course. Can't remember what kind of knife you had your 2-year-old playing with.
Yeah, you know. We're tough here in Australia.
So what's going on tonight?
Well, we had a funny moment last night where the kids were sitting around at dinner and my daughter started with a bit of a rendition of Fly Away by Lenny Kravitz, which was very much in the tone that we could remember you doing it.
One of the worst songs ever. It might be the worst song ever.
Yeah, yeah. And
I want to fly away. Yeah. And that's all that happens in it.
She had a cheek smushed up against her hand and looked like she was just so over everything in life and was just droning it out exactly like that, which is pretty classic.
I wish that I could fly up in the sky. I want to get away. I want to fly away. Yeah. So your child was doing that.
Yeah, and they were both doing it. So my beautiful partner, Joseph, said to me, can you please call Tom tomorrow and get the kids to do that for Tom?
Well, get the kids to do it. Where's the kids?
They're right here. I'll have to chuck them on speaker. Just hang on a sec.
All right.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, Rose.
Who do we have there?
You're on the radio. Hi.
Hi, say your names, please.
Raya. Cole.
Did you get that?
I did. I heard there's a song you want to sing.
Yeah.
You guys want to have a go?
Yeah.
Yeah? No, just sing it, because that's how it was good.
I want to get away. I wanna fly away. Yeah.
Keep going. One more time. Make it really annoying. Make it really annoying this time. Go.
Fly away. Yeah.
Well, that's fantastic.
Should we stage it live?
What's that?
Should we do a live performance?
Yeah, one more. Let's hear it one more time. Really annoying this time.
I wanna get away. I wanna fly away. Yeah.
Well, that was truly special, guys. All right, well, you have a great night. Is there anything, a great day? It's night here, it's day there.
It is the daytime here, yeah.
All right.
Well, I do have something for the topic now that I'm here. I don't know if
what
I
do you
can
have? Let's hear it. What do you got? What
care
do you
to indulge me?
Yeah, of course.
Well, I was just wondering whether or not it qualifies to try and encourage my long-suffering partner to have a break. Would that come under your
he needs a break,
you know, the banner of yeah totally
all right
yeah.
What's wrong? Yeah. What's wrong here?
Well, we've had a pretty intense time over the last few years, and I've been not great myself, but I've sort of come out of that, which is really fantastic. He's just been an amazing support and gives, you know, 150,000% of himself all the time. He's actually a primary school music teacher. So he...
Well, I can hear the great job he's done with the children.
Yeah.
He must really be good at his job with that rendition of Fly Away that I just heard.
Well, he's not responsible for that, but...
So what can we? What can you do to give him a break? What is? Is
well,
he stressed out?
I actually just wanted to enlist your help. He's the kind of person who will just do and do and do and do. And if you try and tell him to take some time for himself, he kind of just won't.
Mm-hmm.
So I just thought if you listen to anyone, he's such a huge fan of you and the show.
Oh, that's sweet.
I thought.
Well, this is what I'm going to tell him this.
Yeah.
This is what I'm going to say to you first, though.
Okay.
Why don't you, what if you forced him to take a break by getting some, like arranging some activity that he had to do? Like it was like a scheduled thing, like some kind of fun thing that was just, it wasn't like, hey, why don't you take it easy? You're like, no, why don't you go do this? Because I already set it up.
Right.
And then it's not an optional thing that he can keep putting off.
That's true. That's true. I reckon I could do that.
Yeah.
Short term.
Yeah. Try that. Why don't
Definitely.
You try that? And then.
Yep.
What's his name?
Joseph.
Joseph. When you're listening to this later, you got to know your limits, Joseph. You're not Superman. Joseph, you got to calm down, buddy. You got to give yourself a chance. What's going on in the background there?
The kids are still going at it.
They're
with the
still
song.
Singing it.
Well,
this is what I think you should do.
With it now.
You get him to relax. You get him to lay down, close his eyes, maybe put like little cucumber slices on his eyes, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then you get the kids, and they sing "Fly Away," and until he falls asleep.
You see what he has to live with here.
I do. Well, why don't you set something up for him? Why don't you if you took the reins on it and made it so he could relax? How about that?
Yeah. Well, I have been trying, but I just thought, you know, a little bit of a few extra nudges.
Then you tell him, Tom said, relax. It's time to give yourself a break, Joseph. All right?
Yeah. I'm going to use it. I'm going to use your name with your permission. I will definitely try that out.
Of course. All right. You have a great night.
Yeah. Thanks, Tom.
Bye. I want to get away. I want to fly away. You like that song, Mike? No, not really. Still working on that beef bolognese? It's done? You still working? You're getting ready to take a nap out there? Great. Best show.
It's been a long time since we played that song. You carried my bags, carried my bags, carried my bags, and I heard no more. It's been a long time since we played that song. You carried my bags, carried my bags,
carried my bags,
and
I heard
no more.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Long time.
Long time, long time. I know who this is.
I bet you do.
Well, based on that music I just heard, it has been a long time since Darren called.
That's right.
And this is, of course, you know, Darren Ploppleton, who I've been working with for a long time over at Consolidated Cardboard.
You know, I feel like we haven't really gotten to chew the fat since I got transferred.
Transferred.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what you, that you call a transfer? That's fine. No, I mean, look, I know the real story, Darren.
What do you think?
The real story is that you got demoted from accounts redeemable, and now you're scooping up the runoff over after the loading docks get hosed down. It's not a transfer, exactly.
Well, man, you know, all I can say is I made a lot of bad decisions in my life, and I have to say that dumping that ice-cold jug of blue Gatorade frost on old Dalrymple's head after we won the Factory League softball tournament, right up there at the top.
That was that's maybe the biggest mistake?
That's one of them, yeah. I mean, how was I supposed to know that that was the perfect storm for causing his hearing aids, his pacemaker, his replacement hips, knees, and shoulders to short out?
Uh-huh.
I mean, he's been so mean to me lately. I kind of wish he hadn't survived.
Yeah, but you dump the stuff on his head, and it. I mean, he pushes it right to the brink.
Well, I mean, that's what you do when you win a championship.
Well, I mean, you don't almost murder somebody.
Well, I you know, he's so kind of young at heart that we all kind of forget that he's 104.
Is he really that young at heart?
I think you're going to say, is he really that young? I've heard he's older.
He's actually older than 104.
I think he's 113.
Oh, my God. Well, that would make – that's like a Guinness-type thing.
I think it is. Do you know anyone at the book?
Over at Guinness, I don't.
Oh, you don't? Okay. That's a shame.
Yeah, that is a real shame. I'm not friends with anybody over at the Guinness Book of World Records.
Well, when you're a kid, that's the first thing you want to be.
When you want to work, you want to make it in as a kid.
You want an in because that world is like, it's the world of the most superior achievement.
Sure, those fingernails.
Oh my God, the fingernails, the two guys that got buried in the piano cases.
Yeah.
They were so large.
The twins on the motorcycles.
On the motorcycles, yes, yes. Yeah. I'm still terrified of that whale shark.
Yeah, it's a book that is very impressionable. I don't know if kids have this, if it has the same impact now.
It probably doesn't have the same weight anymore, you know.
No.
I'll bet if it was an app, kids would be losing their ass over it.
Oh, they'd be over the Guinness Book of World Records app.
Yeah, they would. I think so.
Uh-huh. You think so?
Hey.
What's that?
I saw that new Brad Pitt film, Ad Astra, last night.
Uh-huh. How was that?
I'm kidding. It was pretty low impact. It was good, though, but it was not very, very exciting. I'm not sure if you know anything about it. Basically, it's the story of the world's most handsome yet also most tired-looking astronaut as he's trying to get to the outer edges of the known universe to find his father.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, it kind of sounds like my childhood, doesn't it? I mean, if you substitute the bar at Los Amigos for the outer edges of the known universe.
Yeah, that. I mean, I've heard you tell some of the stories about trying to drag the old man, trying to drag the old man out.
It's true. I mean, you met him several times. You stayed over, and I got to say, of all my friends, he liked you the best, and I think it was because you guys bonded over Billy Joel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You think that's what it was? But I don't like him.
You don't like my daddy?
No, your dad was fine. I just, Billy Joel, we were bonding over our dislike of Billy Joel.
Oh, I thought you genuinely liked him.
No, I probably was saying something that I didn't like about him.
Okay.
Or maybe it sounded sarcastic or something.
See, well, that was my next thing, but I didn't want to offend you. I mean, we all know that you were voted most sarcastic.
Yeah, well, at that point in my life, I was pretty juiced about that.
You were. You were very juiced.
Yeah.
Very juiced. Oh, my God.
What?
So I had the worst thing happen to me at the movies on Friday night.
Okay. What happened?
So, you know, ever since my massage therapist, Mort, retired, I've been trying to find a new great massage person, uh-huh. and I just have had no luck at all.
Sure, since Mort packed it in.
Exactly, yes. And so someone recommended this woman named Deirdre, who apparently is this assistant masseuse for the Newbridge Ratmen.
Okay.
So I call her up, and I make an appointment for Saturday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
So Friday night, I go to the Newbridge Draft House because they're showing this, I guess it's, I'm not sure how new it is, but basically it's Peckinpah's cut of Pat Garrett and the Karate Kid. So I get to my seat, and I'm next to this couple, this man, this woman, and everything's cool at first. But then the guy starts commenting on every preview. Oh, my God, I can't wait to see this. Or like, oh, this looks awful. Oh, she's great, you know. And so I keep looking over, and it's like unmistakable that I'm PO'd at this guy. And but he doesn't stop doing it. Eventually the feature starts, and it's the same thing. And I must have shushed this cat 10 times, but he keeps doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the character Alias comes on the screen, he starts Dylan-splaining to his wife. Goes, oh, you've heard Bob Dylan, honey. He did like a Rolling Stone, and you said you hated his voice. And basically, he hasn't really done anything good since 1975. And at that point, I lose it, and I stand up and I go, hey, man, shut up. And we start, you know, getting into it. And pretty much, it's a screening match after that. But it's taking place on either side of his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Which is very weird. So I'm calling him an MF dick, and he's calling me a CS dick. And I finally stand up, and I throw my popcorn in his face, and I go, F you, you BF CS MFing dick. And he throws right. his tub of Pepsi right at the crotch area of my khaki shorts.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like I just peed myself, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, he was such a dick. And I keep going, you MF dick, you pee me off one more time. And it's chiclets. Chiclets! And that means basically that you've been punched in the mouth and your teeth are not in your head anymore, so they resemble loose chiclets.
Sure, yeah.
And so he calls me an MFCSing, BFing dick, and I just lose it at that point. And I dive on him, and before you know it, we're rolling around the aisle. And we both get thrown out.
Whoa, you both do?
We both did, and I'm still furious about it. So on Saturday afternoon, I go to my massage with Deirdre, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tom, Deirdre is the woman from the movie.
That you were both arguing over.
Yes. What are the odds of that? So she sees me, and she's furious, and she refuses to give me the massage. And now, normally I would have said, F you, MFing B, and stormed out, knocking down whatever figurines or country crafts were in my path.
Uh-huh.
But my haunches were tighter than the snare drum head on St. Anger, and I need relief, Tom. So I make up this story that because the theater was so dark, I thought her husband was your buddy Sal, and it was an Impractical Joker shoot.
Uh-huh.
Right? So, and I'm not totally sure she bought it, judging by how hard she worked my haunches. I'm still sore.
Mm-hmm. You're still sore. So you think she might have been lashing out by massaging you harder than necessary.
I think it's completely plausible and possible.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah. I gotta say, you, I can't believe you're shocked that you got thrown out.
Well, I was, you know, I mean, I was standing up for my seat. I was standing up for myself and my seat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, and I also, I guess it, you, I like how you censored yourself on every word, but you still said, dick, you know, you still had to, say that.
Well, Tom, this is a Christian household.
Great. That's a real great representation of morality, that story you just told. Well, look, whatever. I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, let's, you know, actually, I'm thinking back at the story you told, and as crazy as that was, there's one thing that I glossed over because the story was so insane, was that you said Pat Garrett and the Karate Kid?
Yeah.
That's actually a pretty funny idea.
No, it was a drama.
No, I know that's a drama, but you said Pat Garrett and Karate Kid. The movie is Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid.
No, I saw Pat Garrett and the Karate Kid. That's what I saw.
Just admit you got the title wrong. I mean, this is a recurring thing with you.
What is?
No, exactly what we're doing right now is you make a mistake. Well, you always do this. You'll make a mistake. You'll flub something with the name of a song or a movie, and then somebody corrects you, and then you actually double down on reality.
What? When have I ever done that?
Oh, when have you ever done that? Would it be like 2 weeks ago when you said you saw the new Dan Rather documentary? And when I told you it was actually a Mike Wallace documentary, not Dan Rather, you refused to admit that you got the name wrong.
I did see a Dan Rather documentary.
Uh-huh. And when I asked you what happened in the Dan Rather documentary, it's clear that you were just completely making everything up as you're going along, just trying to drum up some narrative that was real. I mean, you said that he got his start wrestling bears in the Yukon.
He did.
No, he didn't. And he also, you said he played guitar in an early incarnation of Kiss, which is
he
not.
He did. He certainly did. It was when they first started, and his character was the Ocean Mutant, kind of this half human, half shark hybrid, and they fired him because he couldn't play the guitar with thin hands.
Uh-huh. Oh, so that's what happened with Dan Rather?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, let me... I actually, tell me, if you would, like, what happened in Pat Garrett and the Karate Kid?
Oh, well, okay, let me think. It's been a while.
It's been a while. It's been a while.
Yeah. Well, I've done a lot of things since I saw that flick.
Sure, okay.
Okay, so, as you know, it's a Western.
Yes.
And Pat Garrett is a very popular showgirl and who tours all through, you know, the towns like Wichita and like Santa Fe and Bangor and Dodge City. But she keeps getting harassed by some bad muchachos. And then it turns out she needs protection because she makes like 40 gold doubloons every time she dances.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like $302 in today's money.
Uh-huh.
And anywho, she wanders into this back alley dojo and meets Mr. Miyago.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the sensei, sensei
mm-hmm, okay.
of the Dodge City Karate Club, only they pronounce it karate.
Sure.
And so he assigns Danny-san, who's his dweebiest student, to protect Pat. And, you know, one thing leads to another, and they form a band with Bob Dylan called the Marauders.
Uh-huh. Okay, please stop.
What?
This is embarrassing.
You're embarrassing.
Oh, I'm embarrassing. Okay.
Hey, speaking of embarrassing, I mentioned Sal from Practical Jokers earlier.
Yes.
And truthfully, I would not have been at all cool if he was sitting next to me. I mean, I would have been naturally and literally peeing myself.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I get totally starstruck by anyone who's ever been on TV.
Okay, anyone.
It's kind of, yeah, it's like if you get on the other side of that glass, you're a god to me. And it's like, I'll tell you, if Richard Ramirez asked me to shine his shoes with my tongue, I would do it because he was on TV and he has secret knowledge.
Secret knowledge.
Yeah, yeah, because he's been there. Look, I know it's very bizarre, and I don't know. I guess maybe weird behavior runs in the family. I don't want to talk about it, but my kid is being so weird.
Your kid's being weird. Is this Darren Jr. or Darren the second?
This is Darren the third, our 8-year-old.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Darren, what's going on?
Well, remember when we were kids and like, hang on. Excuse me. And like, we'd be watching a football game or a wrestling match, and then, you know, you'd start pretending you were doing it in the room, like you pretend you were the wrestler, maybe you jump off the couch or something, or you're, you know, you pretend to catch a football, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, D3 does that, but with movies. He saw this Netflix documentary on Brian De Palma, and now he can't stop himself from what I call air directing.
Okay, what is air directing?
Well, you know, he'll sit on this fold-up director's chair, you know, where it has, like, the canvas back
mm-hmm.
that he fished out of a dumpster. And he'll sit behind my easy chair, and he's wearing a baseball cap and a tan vest, and he's drinking coffee out of a styrofoam cup. And this, I'm not making this up. At the end of every scene, he'll hit stop on the remote, and then he'll give direction.
He gives direction.
He does.
Okay, watching it's, the...
It's insane. Like, we saw Easy Rider a couple days ago, and he hits pause, and he goes, "Oh, Jack, you're killing me here, man. Rafelson is breathing down my neck about this Poontang line, and he's worried we're not going to get into the Midwest theaters. So let's get some alternates that won't get us in trouble with Regal and AMC. Okay, all right, let's go." So it'll be something like that.
Like really inside stuff.
So inside. And like a couple days ago, we were watching Goodfellas, and scene happens at the diner, and he hits pause, and he goes, "That was great, Bob. Let's grab one where you look out the window as you slide the match packet to Ray. And Ray, this time it really dawns on you that Bob is sending you to Florida to get whacked, okay? So, all right, back to one. And Michael, let's keep rolling, okay?" Somehow he knew the BP's name.
Really?
Yes. Eight.
Eight.
Yeah.
That's bizarre.
It is. And sometimes it verges on scary. Like, I was truly frightened last night when he tore into Richard Dreyfuss during American Graffiti.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
What happened with that?
Well, I've never seen him this mad. Okay, so he hits pause and he goes, he gets out of the chair and he goes up to the screen and he goes, "You think this is a game, Ricky? Bobby Duvall read for Carl, and he blew Francis away. Look, you bastard, I'm the one who went to bat for you. And I'll tell you, man, if Duvall's busy, Marty Davidson just did a picture with the Winkler kid and says he's perfect."
This is insane. And he's right? What, eight?
He's eight.
And he's saying stuff like this to the quote-unquote actors.
Exactly, yeah, yeah. It's insane. I have no idea where it's coming from. He's on me to buy him one of those bullhorns that directors use so he can be even louder in the living room.
Oh, my God.
It's crazy. And I'll tell you, he and the other two Darrens, they used to drive me nuts asking for this and that until I figured out a way to get him to stop.
Well, what do you do to get them to stop?
Here's what I do. I wait until they ask me to buy them something in public, you know, where we're out, where there's like thousands of people or something, like a, you know, a carnival or a concert or something. And they ask me for something, and then I start crying uncontrollably, and I fall to my knees, and I start wailing, "I'm so sorry. It's my ultimate failing as a father. No, no, as a man. I can't afford to give you and your brothers the things you so cherish and desire. I'm a terrible father, and you should be taken away from my sad awfulness, and I should be left to rot in a ditch like common street trash." But it's the greatest, and then they just immediately go, "No, Dad, it's okay, it's okay." And then I get them to buy me stuff.
Because you put on this voice and fake cry?
They cry, yeah, yeah.
So they start crying.
Everyone's crying at some point. Mm-hmm. I'm getting free hot dogs, so it's great.
Okay, oh, so, yeah, that makes it okay.
Yeah, so, but I tell you, the end of my getting hot dogs from my kids' days are over, and all of my days of fiscal and financial penury.
You know what, this is you. Please don't. This is. I've heard this from you before, and I guess all I can ask or beg is that please don't let this be another one of your get rich schemes. Like you always have these get rich quick gimmicks and schemes. And
oh please.
What? Oh please what?
Well, I'm definitely going to get rich quick, but I'll tell you. 100% positive, this ain't no scheme.
Okay.
All right, Tom, you love those Comedy Central roasts as much as I do, right?
Sure. Yeah. Who doesn't?
Right? Well, I'll tell you the latest one, this roast of Alec Baldwin.
Yeah.
Brutal. And I especially liked when Nikki Glaser wondered out loud if Alec's wife, Ilaria, looks so hot because getting yelled at burns a lot of calories.
Yes, that was a good line.
Pretty good one. So, with that in mind.
Yeah.
Are you strapped in?
Yes, I am.
All right. I am announcing here, right now, on The Best Show, the launch of Darren Ploppleton's Pet Roasters.
Pet Roasters.
Yes.
Please tell me more about Darren Ploppleton's Pet Roasters.
Well, it's exactly like a human roast, but we make fun of your pets.
Okay.
It's the perfect party fun. What happens is everybody gathers around, and I crack wise about your pet. And no pet is off limits either. We roast your dogs, your cats, your cockatiels, you name it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do you want a little taste?
Yeah, I actually, you know what, Darren? Yes, I do.
All right. Something like, off the top of my head, look, I don't want to say Gandalf is stupid, but I've seen him run from a clear, cool creek into a public bathroom to drink out of the toilet. Pretty good, right?
Okay. I see where you're going with this.
All right. How about, what's something else? You know, I think it's really unfair that some members of the Wallingford household don't like Winky for no other reason than she took a giant dump on Herb's new Lazy Boy while Herb was in it on Christmas.
Okay.
Twice,
okay.
Let me get the punchline out!
Sorry, okay. All right, sorry.
Those are pretty solid, right?
They're roast jokes.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to call myself the Jeff Ross of the jungle. And within a year, this thing is going to be so big, I'll have franchisees all over the country roasting pets. Oh, my God, I'm so excited. I spent my last $10,000 today on a billboard on Route 702, and it just went up a couple hours ago.
The billboard just went up?
Yeah.
What does the billboard say?
It says, It's a picture of me, and it says, I'm Darren Ploppleton, and I'm going to roast your pet. And then it's got my phone number and my street address on it.
Can I ask? So it says, I'm Darren Ploppleton, I'm going to roast your pet. Are there any kind of like visuals on the billboard besides saying that?
Oh yeah, there's a little kitty cat and there's a cute little puppy dog,
and
there's a little horsey and a couple birdies.
Sure. And can I ask, just knowing you and knowing how your brain works,
right?
Are there any flames anywhere on the billboard?
Yes, there are. Yeah.
Uh huh. Sure. And again, knowing you, and we've known each other for a long time, so right. I feel like I have. Would you describe like the cute little animals as maybe being like engulfed in those flames?
Well, you know, now I guess I wasn't. In a word, yes, but I guess. Maybe it's in the no. It's sure. Definitely it. It definitely seems. Oh no! Oh no! Mm-hmm. Oh no!
You see how bad this looks, right?
Oh no!
What? Wait, what's going on?
Oh no!
What?
The townspeople are outside of my condo and they're furious.
They're furious.
They're holding torches.
They're holding torches.
They're calling for my blood.
Uh huh.
Oh my God! Holy stuff! This is straight out of Frankenstein, Young Frankenstein, and the little discussed or reviewed 2003 film Old Frankenstein, starring Charles Bronson. Oh no! Oh no! Oh no! You gotta be kidding me! Who the f has a boulder launcher in 2019? Oh no! Oh,
hey,
no.
Darren.
Face. Oh, right in the crotch. Oh, my God. Hide my spank mags.
Are you okay? Darren? No, I think he's gone. That's something, huh, Mike? Haven't heard from him in a while. I don't know if we'll hear from him. It might be another while before we do hear from him after. I think he might be dead now. Right? He survived worse, I think. You got your surprise ready for me? I'm not ready for it yet. I'm ramping up to this. Am I going to be bummed by this? You think I'll like it? You think so? You think I'm going to love this? And this is you picked up some sort of sign. Did you pay for this? Did you pay a lot for it? I knew the answer to that already. Well, this guy rolls. It's a bargain. When do you want me to see it? When I'm ready. I'm getting there. It's out there and it's on. So am I supposed to come out and look at this? Does Pat, do you have any idea how I could do this and be heard? Why don't we try that? And I'll play some music in the meantime while you do that. Let me, of course, why would this be set up on my computer? Why would that work? No. I tell you, man, some of these websites. All right. What are we doing here? Why can't I hear this? Oh, never mind. Hold on. Can I hear you? Can't. No, can't. I hear that.
Okay.
Hello.
I hear that.
You're live.
Okay. Are you going to stay here?
No, I want to get it on video, so hold this.
Why is, what is this?
The on-off switches.
Wait, what's playing? What the F is playing? Wait. What is... Where on earth is that coming from? That is the weirdest thing I've ever... What is going on here? All right, so I'm coming out. We're not going to post this, by the way. The video will be destroyed. And you want that there, Mike? Yeah, why not? Just leave that Coors Light thing up. You're not going to post this video, are you? Let's hold. Let me.
I'll show it to you after the show.
Show it to me after the show. I don't feel pretty tonight. I don't feel pretty, Mike. I'm allowed to feel pretty, right? We got some. I got to figure some audio out on this thing. I got 10 different channels playing on this computer. I'm going to throw this thing in the street. What is going on? Ay, ay, ay. Want to hear some music, Mike? Bat bangs. Wait, what? Ugh. I know what it is. Oh, I'm going to smash this thing. I'm going to smash it. Smash it. I'm going to smash it. Output. Pro speakers. There we go. Oh. There we go. Bat fangs. Oh! Bat fangs. Yeah, Bat Fangs. I know that's rock music, Mike. Not your favorite stuff. It's from their album, self-titled album. Came out last year. Wolfbite, the name of that one. Mike's watching the Ken Burns documentary about country music. Who's it? Is it like what? Like Chris Gaines and stuff like that? Garth Brooks? Well, it should start with him. He's the biggest country artist of all time. Well, it should begin and end with him.
I got friends in low places, right?
I don't like the country music that's like black and white, you know what I mean? I like when it's in color. Best show.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. To whom am I speaking?
This is Tommy in Portland, Oregon. I got the music really loud in my phone. Okay. I can't hear you too well.
Well, hold on. How about now?
It's all good now. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on tonight?
Right. Well, not much. Just hanging out. I'm making a pie for my friend's birthday.
You're making a pie?
Mm-hmm, that's right.
For your friend's birthday. What kind of pie are you making?
It's a banana bourbon.
A banana bourbon pie. What's that have bourbon in it? Like your actual bourbon?
Yeah.
Isn't that, does that burn off or you get loaded when you eat that pie?
There's a little buzz, some of it in the whipped cream and in the custard too. Well, the custard's cooked.
Okay.
It's good. I like it a lot. So does he.
Is that a pie you've made before?
Yeah, it's kind of a specialty. I would say it wasn't my best work tonight, but you know, it's still going to be good. It's pretty solid.
So even a bad banana bourbon pie is pretty good, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, it's still enjoyable. It still works.
Good.
Yeah.
That sounds like a treat. You sound like a good friend.
Yeah, I try. I'm trying.
So what brought you to the show tonight?
Well, Tom, I called in a few weeks ago. I'm Tommy, and he told me I had to, work on that, had to... grow up, I guess, and
I think you got to be versatile with it.
Okay.
You don't want to box yourself in to just being Tommy.
Yeah, I understand. I like that, but I guess I was looking for a break on that a little bit.
Where did we land when we talked about it last time?
You said I had to change it. You said I couldn't be T. But I like T. I like T, like Tony Soprano said.
It is like Tony Soprano.
Yeah, I think it's cool.
But you don't like, you like Tommy or you like T?
Yeah, I like Tommy. I mean, I just like feel, it's, I don't know, it just feels unnatural or anything else at this point.
Well, look, if you like Tommy so much, then this is what you do, though. You're responsible for advancing the name Tommy.
Yeah.
If you're going to walk the walk, you got to take it somewhere. Because right now, it's some, who do we have repping it?
The pinball wizard. Yeah.
His name Tommy. Then there's a guy, the Cheech and Chong, drug addict, right?
Yeah.
Like
exactly.
Him.
Pothead.
Yeah. And then you got the guy with Tommy Lee from Motley Crue. He's cool though. I like him. Then
Tommy
you
Lee
got
Jones.
Tommy Lee Jones, yeah, his father. Then you've got the guy with the two GPSs, Tommy Stinson. I had two GPSs. I couldn't find your studio. Two GPSs.
Right. Yeah.
Why don't you say you had a third one? Why don't you ramp the story up a little further? This guy, Tommy Stinson, the bass player from The Replacements, he was supposed to come to the studio. And he's just like, I set this thing up. This is the hardest appearance ever in the history of the show. More hand-holding to make this happen than anything. James Murphy from LCD Sound System just comes down, hangs out for 3 hours. He finds his way here. This guy's running things. This guy had a number one album that year. He made his way down.
Come on.
Paul Rudd made his way here.
Oh.
What's that?
Oh, I love Paul Rudd.
MGMT made their way here. Five guys. Not the five guys, not the hamburger
the
chain.
Burger chain.
No. What if MGMT opened a hamburger chain, if the five of them opened a thing called MGMT's Five Guys?
I think it'd be a big success.
Right?
Yeah, I mean.
Right?
They got like burgers named from the songs.
Yeah, what would be the name of a good burger then?
Maybe like an electric eel burger with some barbecued eel on
disgusting.
It on the burger.
This place will go out of business.
Yeah.
That's not going to stay in business, right?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I guess we'll have to get some better ones, but I think it's good.
Yeah, we'll figure out some funny MGMT hamburger names. What are we writing for, Bob's Burgers? No, we're not going to do that. I'm not going to give Bob's Burgers free material for when MGMT are on doing a voice. Man, that that show has not had me on. Everyone's on that thing. Andy Kindler's been on 35 times. Good. What's that?
That would be so good. You'd be great on that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, no problem. No problem plugging that dude's other shows.
Yeah, dude,
the guy gets a hit. The guy gets a hit, loses my phone number. No, not John Benjamin. John Benjamin, I love John Benjamin. He's a sweetheart. I love Laura. I love Lauren Bouchard also. It'd be nice if the phone rang in success. Yeah. Well, Lucy, Daughter of the Devil, I couldn't get him off my phone. Home Movies, couldn't get him off the phone. Now a guy blows up, but I can't find my, I changed my number. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it.
Really?
No, I wouldn't. What am I going to say? Right. I'm going to go on Bob's. What am I going to say on Bob's Burgers? Hey, Bob, I want a cheeseburger. Is that what I'm going to say?
Yeah, as yourself.
You want a cheeseburger, right? John Benjamin's going, right? And then I'll go out and do that guy. Hey, Bob, you got a hamburger, right? What's that guy? Like, I could do that. I could replace that actor, whoever that is.
You know?
What's that character's name?
Teddy.
Hey, Bob, I want to get a hamburger. Wondering, Linda, do you think I could get some French fries with that? I can do that guy, right? Hey, Bob, do you think we could go bowling this weekend?
He sounds like the guy, your caller from Indiana with the cuties.
He does have a little bit of that in him.
Yeah.
Hey, Bob.
Like the same guy.
If that guy, I'm going to say this. If that guy wants a little too much money, I'll slide in. I'll scab right away on that dude. Hey, Bob. Just switch me in.
Yeah.
Hey, Bob. I was wondering if I could get some pickles with my hamburger.
Seamless. The transition would be seamless.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Teddy.
Good.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah, Teddy.
Yeah, hey. See, I could replace all of them on that show. Right?
Yeah, you had the Benjamin down, yeah.
Hey, Bob.
See the Merman.
Yeah. What is it? Right? What do you want, hamburger? Like, he's making all his Arby's money now. He don't need Bob's Burgers no more.
They'd save a lot of money, too, if you were just the whole cast.
Yeah, why don't they? If Lauren Bouchard could call, hey, Bob, Right, I was wondering, can I get some cheese on my hamburger, make it a cheeseburger? Sure, you want cheese on it. Okay, Teddy.
You can even start just writing it, too.
Okay, Teddy. Right, I'll do Linda. Bob, what are we getting, right? Peter, and I could do Family Guy, too. Peter.
Oh.
Remember the time I went to Bob's Burger? Right. Remember the time with, and I'll replace Kindler, too. I really want to replace Kindler.
Nice.
Hey, Bob, I didn't get the memo that you had French fries today. So what can I do for you? You wanted to call about your name? You keep it. You keep calling yourself Tommy.
Thank you, Tom. That's great. I just want to say, it's been a difficult year for me. And, I feel like it's been problems and even just you doing your show and being here and listening. I'm a somewhat new listener and started listening this year. And it's just been really great for me. I feel like I've kind of been, you already kind of gave me a break just by giving me that and something to look forward to.
Well, I appreciate enjoy. I appreciate that, buddy. You have a great night. Okay, bye. So I saw this movie the other night, Uncut Gems. It's not out yet. It comes out in December, Christmas. It's the new Safdie Brothers movie. They did Good Time. Good movie. Good Time is one of the best movies. This one is better than Good Time. Stars Adam Sandler, Sandman. You know how I went to see it, Mike?
They like the best show. Safdie Brothers like the best show. Saft got Josh, and you got Benny, and you got Ronnie Bronstein, who writes the movies with Josh and edits them with Benny, and Benny and Josh direct the movies. It's a whole thing they got, and they like the best show. What do you think about that? So they invited me. I saw the movie. The movie's great. I tell you, it's popular. Best shows. We got something going on here. These guys are the hottest directors in the biz, man. And you know what they like? Best show. They like the best show, Mike. I don't see them going on Hollywood Handbook. No. No. Best show. They go to the best show. They like the bowl. They haven't been here, but they like the best show. They get it. They showed me the movie. Movie's great. I talked to them. They don't like you, Mike. They think you're bad. Any feedback from them? Yeah, no, they're not into it. They really don't like Dudio. They like Pat. They like Pat. They don't like you, and they hate Dudio. Now, this movie's great. I'm telling you, and it's got Kevin Garnett is in it. Basketball, NBA superstar. He's so good in it. Oh, my God. And you know who else is in it? Mike Francesa.
What's going on, dog? You got the...
He's good in it. He can act. Ain't no way. I'll tell you this right now. If Adam Sandler don't get nominated for an Oscar, the whole thing's fixed. Whole thing's fixed. Bring it all down. You bring it all down. It's a tour de force. At least as good as Punch Drunk Love, he is, Mike. Masterful. Kind of looks like Rich Voss a little bit in it. Got a Rich Voss vibe going on. It's a great movie. I'm telling you right now. Best show.
Hello?
Hello, hi.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
I'm good. Who's this?
My name's Domenica. I'm calling from Olympia. It's been like about a year and a half since I called.
Domenica?
Yes.
From
Olympia, Washington.
Olympia.
Yes.
Olympia, Washington?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Home of?
K Record.
Yeah. Who's the best band ever on K Records?
Oh, man.
It's easy. Come on. Easy. Who's the main band from K Records?
Beat Happening.
And
yeah.
Who's the second?
I see Calvin around. It's hard not to.
Yeah. Who's the second best band? You know the second best band. Come on. You know it. Split album.
Unwound?
Split it with... No, not Unwound. They split record with Discord. You know who it is. Come on.
On Discord Records?
It was half K, half Discord.
Wait.
Nation.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Nation.
Of Ulysses?
Of Ulysses, that's right.
Yep. Makeup and...
Makeup, yes.
Yeah.
Makeup are coming back.
Are they?
They're doing some shows. It's very exciting.
Yeah, the last thing I heard that guy Ian was doing was like he put a book out or something a few years ago.
He put a book out. He has a great band called Escapism. Really good record
that seems,
to put out
yeah.
on Merge. Escapism. You should check that out. You're going to like
it. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I was in the makeup of like a really long time ago, but I haven't listened to that stuff in a while, I guess. Not makeup, anyway.
Who do you think my favorite member of makeup is?
Oh, I don't know who the other members are, which is embarrassing.
All of them. That's who my favorites are. All four of them.
Yeah.
So to what do I owe the pleasure of this call, Domenica?
I guess two things. I guess I could talk about problems because I do a lot.
Okay.
The things I need help with. but also, like, I was going to talk about, because the first time I called, I was talking about how I used to live in Shoreline, and I was talking about Olympia because I was talking about jam bands here. Mm-hmm. And, like, I was kind of talking about it in the call. I alluded to it, and I moved back to school, and the reason I bring up jam bands is because I've seen an awful lot of Grateful Dead stuff here.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized before this call, I'm like, maybe I shouldn't be like making fun of the Grateful Dead when the lyricist died today.
Yeah, I think we're gonna give a pass tonight for out of respect to Robert Hunter.
Well, I guess, yeah, I don't know if I'm making fun of it. There's just a lot. I'm just noting for posterity. There's a lot of Grateful Dead stuff here, and I don't know if that's true. Like, if there's the sheer amount of it, like, there is in other places.
It's everywhere.
Okay.
They're popular with everyone. They used to not be popular. They used to be a band that was like a demarcation kind of thing, where it's just like, you didn't like them if you liked certain kind of music and you like Grateful Dead. But now it's a thing where people are like, I kind of like Grateful Dead.
Huh.
It's like Steely Dan and Grateful Dead. I always hear like, I think I like Steely Dan now.
Yeah, there's bands that have those moments, like Hall & Oates and ELO, it seems like.
Look,
everyone's like, oh yeah, I love ELO.
ELO were always great.
Oh yeah.
There ain't no question about that. Hall & Oates, always great. Great singles, great hits. Steely Dan, always terrible.
Yeah, I haven't really listened to them, and I've seen a lot of people talking about them recently. I'm like, huh, okay. Yeah, I don't know. I just don't have time to...
Grateful Dead not saying anything about them tonight.
Okay.
We're showing respect tonight.
Okay. All right. I won't list off all the weird stuff I've seen.
Nope. Not going to do it tonight.
Okay. Well, I can talk about my problems.
Yeah. What do you got? Because tonight we're saying I'm giving you a break tonight.
Yeah.
What do you need a break for? What do you need a break for?
Yeah, I'm about to start my second year of graduate school, and I'm doing this because I'm trying to get my life in order, because I'm in my mid-30s, and, I'm trying to get a good job. I've never had one, and there's been a lot of failure, and I'm just trying to, I beat up on myself a lot because I feel like I've messed up a lot. I know this is kind of heavy, but that's kind of what's going on. I'm about to start second year, and it's a big deal because I feel like I can't mess anything up.
Well, here's what I'm going to say to you, Domenica.
Okay.
What are you pursuing?
A degree, and it's a Master of Public Administration.
Mm-hmm. And what's the goal?
Work for the government or like a nonprofit, you know, just be like a public servant, basically.
Well, this is what I would say to you.
Okay.
You just picture the goal, right? You don't hold yourself up with time and you're in your mid 30s. So what? You're in your mid 40s. So what? You're in your mid-50s, so what? You're in your mid-60s, so what? It's just time. It's what you do with your time.
Yeah.
It's what you do with your time. Just enjoy it and take advantage of it. And don't put some pressure on yourself like you got to be perfect now because time has passed. Time's always
passing.
Feels
like I'm inching closer to death. And
we're all inching closer to death.
Yeah.
We're all inching closer to death. I believe it was the great lyricist, who is it again, Mike? He who is not busy living is busy dying. That was the words of, I actually have a little bit queued up here, of this great artist.
Hi, I'm Zach Wallner.
And I'm Wally Wackerman.
If you didn't already know, I'm a puppeteer. Of course, I've only had a handful of opportunities professionally speaking so far. It's about time to change.
But that's not who did that. That was Bob Dylan. It was not Wally Wacky Man and his operator, Zach. He has a thing up, a puppet thing you can give to a puppet thing. Look, he's chasing after his dream.
It's true.
Look at him.
I'm a great admirer.
Zany Zach's live puppet and magic shows. Now, look, I'm going to plug his thing here. He'll find some way to complain about this and to turn it into something I did wrong. Zany Zach's live puppet and magic show over at Indiegogo. He has his thing where he's trying to raise money for his dream about puppet shows, doing puppet shows. You can't be perfect. You're never going to be perfect, Domenica. All you can do is try. That's all you can do. So cut yourself some slack. Give yourself a break, and you just do the best you can. You can't worry about time. Everybody's going in the same rate at time. If some people were aging faster than others, it would be an issue.
Yeah.
We're all going at the same rate.
Yep.
All right?
All right. Sounds good.
And you picture that goal. You picture that goal you want.
I'll think of that, too, because that he's pretty... Molly Wackerman is pretty inspirational.
Think of the... What? He is? He's inspirational. Yeah. Not what I just said. Not what I just said. You're going to take inspiration from his puppet man. Oh, Domenica.
I think they're both...
Oh, we're both inspirational. You can tack me on at the last second. Oh, you too. Look, you get inspiration from Wally Wacky Man, great. God bless you.
I mean, he's doing his thing, and
yeah,
he seems to die a lot and come back. And
yeah, well, I'm doing my thing here too. But no, you pay attention to Wally Wacky Man, by all means. And no, I'm joking. Focus on the people that you can help with the thing you accomplish with this, and just make that the point of your focus. That's what you're trying to get to. That
because it's really not about me. It's about trying to help other people.
Service. You're looking forward to doing service.
Yep.
So now get yourself in a position where you can do some service.
Thanks, Tom. I appreciate it.
Well, you have a great night.
All right, you too.
Bye.
I can remember, I have wanted to perform and make people, especially children, happy. I originally built Wally over here for the purpose of doing children's birthday parties.
Right. Then I got involved with the best show with Tom Sharp.
Yeah, okay, yeah. There you go. Trade on my name real fast. Gets that in. Nothing but gripes about me. Sure had no problem throwing my name and the logo into his video. What am I going to do here, Mike? Best show.
Hi, this is Nick from New York.
Nick from New York. What's up, Nick?
Not much. Just calling to get a break because I definitely need it.
What kind of break you need, Nick? What kind of break you need?
I don't know. I've just been, like, the past, I guess, almost a year or so, I've just kind of been going through a lot, like, emotionally and stuff. Like, I dropped out of college, like, late last year, which honestly was a good thing for me because I needed to drop out. But, like, now I'm just kind of stuck in my admittedly pretty bad, like, home environment and, like, also in, like, a pretty dead-end job. And I'm, like, trying to move out ASAP, but I, like, can't save money because I have to give rent to my mom. And, like, I don't know. It's a whole thing. I won't, like, go on and on about it.
So you feel do you feel stuck?
Yeah, I feel very, like, stagnant right now. Sometimes feel like there's no way out of the situation I'm in. Even though I know that's not true.
You know that's not true. You know that's not true. You know. And look, you're not in a thing and out. Maybe don't think about it like you're trapped. Stop using words like you're trapped. Cut yourself some slack. Give yourself a break, Nick. You say these loaded words and then it makes you feel like you're like a rat in a cage. Like Billy Corgan said, right?
Exactly.
Remember that song?
Yeah, great song.
Can you sing a little bit of it for me?
Yeah, the world is a vampire.
Sing it.
Set to drain. I haven't listened to it in a while.
Come on, just do the chorus.
Yeah, despite all my rage, I'm still just around the
cage. Sing it. Come on, cut loose, Nick.
Okay. Despite all my rage, I'm still just a rat in a cage.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, it's what you wanted, too.
Yeah. had a long night, wasn't in a singing mood, but you got me there.
So this is what you should do, if I had to just tell you. Don't think of yourself as being a rat in a cage. You're at your mom's. You're lucky you got a roof over your head, right? Gives you a chance to strategize, look forward, to figure out the next step. What would be harder? Figuring out the next step out on the street or figuring out with a roof over your head? You got your mom looking after you.
Right? Yeah, like I'm very lucky. And like I love my mom a lot, but like to put it very lightly, like living with her is not good for my mental state in the slightest.
Well,
but like, yeah, I'm definitely lucky to at least have
plan the next step. Plan it.
Yeah.
What's the next step? Where do you want to be, Nick?
Ideally, like, I would like to be in a city, like maybe New York City. Like, I love New York,
mm-hmm.
as the old saying goes. Or even, like, Boston or something. Sure. I don't really care. I like urban.
What do you want to be doing? What do you want to be doing?
Something in, like, the media field, I guess. Okay. Like, I don't know, video or audio editing or engineering. I haven't put a whole lot of thought into it, even though I went to college for four and a half years for it.
Well, maybe it's time you sit down, you give yourself a chance to figure some stuff out without putting a ton of pressure on yourself. You give yourself a chance, you give yourself an afternoon to sit down and you figure some stuff out. You ask yourself some questions, you get yourself some answers, and you get a little clarity.
Yeah, it's definitely a good idea.
So much of this stuff just comes to drawing up a plan.
Yeah, I really just need to, like, set some time aside and, like, really figure stuff out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then set some time aside. I know you're working. Right?
Yeah, that's definitely, like, the biggest, like, obstacle is, like, most of my time goes to working that, like, whenever I have any free time, I'm, like, just so exhausted that I don't even want to do anything else, but I need to sort of just get over that.
Yeah, even if you give yourself a half hour, you can do a half hour of time for yourself to plan. You can find that.
Yeah, definitely.
You have to give yourself an infinite amount of time. Give yourself a half hour to sit and figure some stuff out. How's that sound?
That sounds good.
It starts with a plan. But you got to go into it knowing you're not going to be perfect with this. You're going to figure it out step by step. You're going to give yourself a break while you figure this out. Okay? Be nice to yourself, Nick.
Thank you, Tom.
You have a great night.
You.
Best show. Hello. Hi, best show.
Hey, it's Chaz in Portland. How's it going, Tom?
Chaz in Portland?
Yes, sir.
What's up, Chaz?
Oh, I called. I originally called with a band who has the first song, first album thing.
Who's that?
Ultimate Painting.
Ultimate Painting. Who's that now?
Yeah.
Is that your band?
They're pretty good. They're like a contemporary.
Were they on Trouble in Mind?
I don't think so. I think they're a little soft. I don't know. They sound maybe a little bit like some Sunny and the Sunsets, kind of. Like,
sure.
You could play them back to back.
I like Sunny and the Sunsets.
Yeah, it's real pleasant. I picked up one of their, I mean, they probably hate the word pleasant, but I picked up their album, I don't know, in New Orleans a couple of years ago. It sounds good every time I put it on.
Good. And they have a song called Ultimate Painting on the album Ultimate Painting.
Yeah, first track.
Okay. Is that what you called about?
That's what prompted me to call. Oh, yeah, and I also wanted to mention we watched that movie Good Time after you mentioned it last week. It's great. It's a great
movie. Yeah, man. It's a good movie. Who's your favorite character in the movie?
I mean, I guess the guy who is in every...
Good
Time. Every scene.
His name's
Good
Time.
Guy.
I think his name's Good Time.
Yeah, Mr. Good Time.
You don't like the guy who's like, "You broke me out of the thing, bro. What's up, bro?"
Oh, no, that guy was
What's wrong? That was really intense.
I gotta get some sliders, bro.
What was Choo-Choo? Choo-Choo is maybe my favorite character.
I'm hungry, bro. Who are, where are you? How I don't remember anything, bro. I was hanging out. I just got out of jail. And I go to the liquor store. What am I supposed to do, bro? And then my guy Khalees shows up. And he's got sticks of Xanax. And I'm all messed up, bro.
He's my favorite guy in it.
Yeah, that was a good, yeah. Choo-Choo was a good one. Good yeah. character, good character name.
They're all good. It's a good time.
Yeah, good stuff.
Wait till you see the new movie. So good.
Oh, yeah, that sounded great.
Yeah, it's good. I saw it.
I saw a really great performance. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you
now
off.
You go ahead. You saw a good performance. What now?
I did Sunday afternoon. I'm laughing just thinking about it. I went to Eric Andre live.
Mm-hmm.
That great. Was one of the craziest shows I've ever seen.
Oh, he's the best.
He is the best. And I was a little, I was scared. You know, I mean, he's so much about just like anarchy and chaos.
I mean, what did you think was going to happen, really? You were really worried at the show?
No, I was worried the opposite was going to happen. I was like, oh, well, like, you're going to do 45 minutes, just a little stand-up set. And, you know, I was worried it's going to be a little too controlled or tamed.
Mm-hmm.
But
you
no,
wanted
those
chaos.
Worries were.
They were on. Ultimate Paintings on Trouble in Mind, buddy.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Come on. Tell me I don't know what I'm talking about. I told you they're in trouble in mind, bro. You told me the record. I bought the record. So trouble in mind, bro. They put the first Michael Cronin record out, bro.
What are the best two albums on Trouble in Mind?
The Michael Cronin first album.
Yeah, that's good.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. And I like that the Ultimate Painting record. I liked a lot. That I knew was on Trouble in Mind.
No, they're not on Trouble in Mind. No, that's not that kind of.
Yes, it is.
I thought I honestly thought Trouble in Mind. Most of their bands like sounded a little heavier.
Yeah, they're a diverse label. It's a great label.
Well, yeah, I got to dig in a little more.
Yeah, I think you do.
So, well, that's about what I got.
All right, buddy. I appreciate the call.
All right.
Best show.
Hey, Tom. How are you?
I'm good. To whom am I speaking?
This is Tom in Colfax, North Carolina.
Where is Colfax?
It is in North Carolina. It's kind of centrally located in the what they call the Triad.
The Triad. Where? What's that? The Triad. Is that, you mean not the Triangle?
Nope.
So North Carolina has a triangle and a triad.
Yeah.
You're sure about that?
I wasn't behind it, the planning of it, but I am sure. I have gotten the two confused myself, even though I've lived in North Carolina my whole life.
What are the other parts of the triad? Colfax and what else?
No, sir. Colfax is, I guess, like kind of caught in the middle of the triad, but the three parts of the triad are Greensboro, Winston-Salem, that's a hyphenated town name, city name,
mm-hmm.
and then High Point.
Winston-Salem, Greenville, and High Point. That sounds like a low-rent triangle. Sounds like they're trying to get some of that triangle glory by starting the triad.
Hey, you said it, not me.
Well, look, they said it by calling it the triad. So what can I do for you?
I'm sorry to be a little off topic, but I have a no worries story if you wanted to hear it.
Yes, I would like to hear it. We're talking about people calling up, people saying, instead of saying, like, if I go to a store and I buy something and I buy a candy bar and then they give me the change. I say, oh, thank you very much. And then they go, no worries. Yeah, I wasn't worried. Bought the candy bar. You work here. Why would I be worried? What worry did I have when I came up to the counter with this candy bar. No worries.
Yeah, I was pretty sure that you were going to sell it.
So what do you got? What do you got for me?
Well, I used to be, Tom, from Asheville, North Carolina, and yeah. I think that Asheville is a big no-worries town, mm-hmm. just in general. I heard that a lot living there. And I used to live near this bike shop that was just outside of downtown, and they had... in front of their building, they had public street parking, basically. Just, like, the spaces were marked off, and it was pure, like, unmetered street parking. Mm-hmm. And no signs or anything. But this bike shop started to attempt to claim these parking spots as their own. And they did this by, like, putting up signs that say, like, this parking is for this business only. And they put these signs up, like, on their window, but, like, inside of their window, mm-hmm. you know, like, it couldn't be less legitimate.
Yeah, it's not, it's a, what are they going to do, give you a bike shop ticket?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
what happens now? You park in one of those spots and the guy comes in and screams at you?
Yeah, I mean, I knew of this as, like, a pretty like, you know, it was kind of like a well-kept secret of, like, a nice place to park near downtown that I knew about. And I took advantage of it quite a bit. One time I left my car there overnight, and I came back and I found a note, like a handwritten note mm-hmm. on my windshield
yeah.
that was, it was some, like, passive-aggressive version of, mm-hmm. like, hey, these spots are for employees and customers of this shop only.
Employees?
We'd hate to... Yeah, right. And it was like, we would hate to have to tow your car.
Yeah, they would hate that. What, are they going to tow it with a bicycle? They're going to hook a chain to a bike and pedal off with your car?
Or get one of those, like, trolley pubs to
yeah,
tow my car.
They're going to tow your car. So they put a note saying, like, hey, we'd hate to tow your car. They have no authority to tow a car, though.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? I mean, I looked and I was like, okay, this store is actually open right now. So I grabbed the note and I walked into the bike shop and I walked up to the counter and basically just told the guy, like, hey man,
you better not say e-cigarettes for legs.
Oh, no, sir.
Oh, you better not.
This isn't coming. And I'm honored because I know that that's how I know that you're actually, like, interested in what I'm saying. But, I'm not gonna say e-cigs for legs, but I walk into the bike shop,
yeah.
And I have the note, and I tell him, like, hey man, this was on my car, and I just wanted to let you know that, like, this is public street parking, and you know you can't really claim these spots for yourself. You can't threaten to tow people's cars from these spots. And, like, I'm not yelling at him, but I'm being, like, very firm mm-hmm. in my, like, confrontation of yeah. what is happening. And the whole time that I'm talking, he's just kind of, like, cutting in, interrupting me with, like, no worries, man. It's no worries. Like, no worries. And I'm just like, that's not, you're threatening to tow my car. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. Yeah, I do.
This is worries.
You know what I would say to him? Well, I know where I'm not buying a bicycle.
Exactly.
That's bad for business.
Yeah. Mm. And, like, an independent business is yeah. exactly the kind of place that you would want to threaten to take your business elsewhere.
Well, you want to help them, too. You want to help an independent business. This guy's slapping notes on your windshield?
Yeah.
You tell him to kick rocks.
Yeah, I would. Right. And I did.
Good for you. All right, you have a great night.
Oh.
Best show.
Hey, Tom, how are you?
I'm good. To whom am I speaking?
It's the H-Man.
It's the H-Man. Oh, my goodness. As I live and breathe. It's the H-Man. This is the third member of... The family that is like the royal family of the best show.
Oh, geez.
The Walliner family. You have Jason Walliner, my dear friend, who I love with all my heart.
very talented writer and director.
Mm-hmm.
You have the middle brother, Zach, Z-Man, the architect and the creator of the puppet Wally Wacky Man, who has his fund going right now to raise money for his puppet show. But then there's the third member of the family, the youngest member of the three brothers, H-Man, Harry. And it's not Harrison.
I mean, it's Harry. It is.
His name's Harry.
I mean, my full name is Harrison.
No, it's not. It's Harry. H-A-R-R-I. Harry.
Okay.
H-Man. And he... Yeah. To what do I owe the pleasure of this? I think I know what this is going to be, and I'm excited. You can say it. You can say it. You want to break this on the air? You can say it.
Oh, jeez. I don't know what you're referencing.
I know. You know. You got some news. I'm going to be doing something. Made it happen. You called. Congratulations. You're in the club now. You're going to do a thing. On the thing, you can say it.
Is this about my engagement, or are you about to throw a twist at me?
No, it's about my the work. You're gonna throw me some work.
Oh, I mean, I can't like just outright say that. But that's sick. You know.
So this is not what that was about.
I hadn't called in a while, and I had something I wanted to bring up that I
thought you were
I didn't
calling.
Get a chance to bring up
because I talked about. Did you hear me talk about? Things I can't even say.
Yeah.
No, we're not even going to talk about it. Never mind.
It was basically that mixed with the Zach's funding campaign, and then I heard Eric Andre, and I was like, I feel like I'm being summoned.
Yeah, you were, because Eric Andre, you worked on the Eric Andre show.
Yeah, I was a PA on season 3,
which meant you did what?
I mean, a lot of it was just making sure that nobody was walking into the stage while they were doing interviews, and then I also worked on the Man on the Street bits. And I actually got on camera for one of them randomly.
So when he would do a Man on the Street bit, like he'd be on the subway with a Hi-Li scooper full of Skittles, for example.
Yeah.
And annoy everybody. What was your role in that?
I'd have to then walk up to those people, whether they knew that there was a camera or not, and go, hey, do you mind signing this piece of paper so we can use your face on television? Yes.
Uh-huh. After they just got... covered in Skittles.
Yeah, there was one incident. I don't know if you remember this bit, but he is wearing like a weird looking realistic like dog face and like costume.
Yes.
Walking around the pharmacy in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to and it was like at 9 a.m. so people were heading to work, and I had to like chase people down and be like, hey, do you mind signing this paper? And it's a whole ordeal, and most people don't want to do that when they're trying to get to work on time.
Big shock. Most people are not looking to be on a television show when they're walking down the street going to work.
Yeah.
It was not part of their plan.
Yeah.
But you did it. You're a good worker. You're a good worker. They all like you, H-Man. I hear on the grapevine.
That.
I hear on the grapevine people worked with you, and they're like, you know who's a good guy? Your friend H-Man.
Well,
no joke.
That.
People
I mean,
tell me that.
I meet a lot of people out here who know me strictly as H-Man just because of the show.
Yeah.
Like there's random.
And they work with you. They work with you and they come to me and they say, he's a good guy. What happened to the other two is what they say.
They say, no, don't do that. Don't pin me against
my
brother.
They finally got it right. The third time's a charm is what they say.
Oh, geez.
So what's going on with you, H-Man?
I mean, you know, just life is very busy at the moment.
You got a fancy job that we can't talk about. got your career. You said you got engaged. Is that what you said?
I did.
Congratulations, of course. I told
you
that in real life, and I'll tell you now on the radio as well.
I appreciate that.
Congratulations, and you're a good guy. You're a good guy, H-Man.
Thank you, Tom. You are too. I always miss seeing you. So whenever you come to visit, it's always a nice surprise.
Yeah, it's nice to see you. I miss you, H-Man. I'll see you soon.
Yeah. Oh, I had one last thing before.
Oh, what do you got?
Have
you given to the campaign for Puppet Man, your brother?
Of course I have.
How much did you give? $2?
No. I got the, I got the signed thing, the signed image, and then Olivia, my fiance, also put in money. So we've donated it pretty generously.
You couldn't get his autograph, your own brother? This guy wouldn't give his flesh and blood an autograph for free.
He would, but I'm just trying to help him make his dreams come true.
That's true. I ordered the thing. I got the piece of the puppet.
Ooh.
Where he's going to cut off a piece of the puppet's face and send it to me. Yeah. I want the eyeball.
I'll be home in a couple of weeks, so maybe I'll be there for the cutting ceremony. I'll make sure you get a good piece.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Hey, H-Man, how are you? It's me, Wally Wacky Man.
Oh, hey, Wally. I didn't know you were at the best show tonight.
Yeah, I'm up here tonight. I'm coming by to talk about our Indiegogo.
Yeah.
Thanks for the support.
So what's going on? What else did you want to add to tonight?
I had a vape store that had been in my mind for weeks. I didn't get a chance to call in that night because I was working late.
Tell me about
it. I just wanted to say it.
What is it?
And this one, I feel like it could be sort of obvious. It's the vape of water.
Well, that's a pretty good one.
Right?
That is pretty good. Vape of water. So it would be like a Fishman would work there?
Yeah, like the out front, they would have like a giant standee of the monster from the movie, but he's smoking a vape, like an e-cig.
Now, would the vaping thing, would they all taste kind of like brine?
Oh, yeah, you get like an algae flavor and like... Yeah. Maybe you get some seafood flavors in there.
Seafood flavor. Oysters. You get one that tastes like Michael Shannon's hands, because his arm got chopped off in that movie or something. Or his hand got chopped off.
Oh, okay.
It tastes like one of
his
bloody hands.
I never actually wound up seeing it.
You know what I'm going to say about that movie? I avoided that movie for the longest time because I'm like, yeah, that movie looks like a headache, right?
Yeah.
I watch it. I liked it.
Well, I'll have to check it out.
I liked it. What's your favorite movie this year, H-Man?
Oh, Brittany Runs a Marathon with Jillian Bell.
Mm-hmm. Why is that? Because you work with her?
What's that?
Is that because you work with her? Because she's one of the 8,000 people that's worked on that show you work on?
No, I had heard a recommendation for it, and it kind of, it's a very funny movie, and it's also a very inspiring story. And since then, I finally took the leap and signed up for the gym at the campus where we have our office, so I've been going a few times every week.
Good for you, buddy.
Thanks.
I tell you, you're the owner everybody likes.
I don't know about that.
Oh, it's true. Everybody likes Harry. Everybody likes half the people like Jason. Half the people don't like Jason. 50% don't like Jason. 80% don't like Zach. 100% like. Look, I gotta give him the business. I turned my show into an infomercial for his thing.
I know, I get it.
And then he's still gonna complain about it.
You know, I didn't mean to do the logo on the thing.
And I'm gonna have to go, I'm joking.
Well, you know, I mean, I had that in the past, too, where I couldn't tell if you were joking about things, but,
Well, let me just tell you this. Harry?
Yeah?
I love you.
I love you, too, Tom.
I would never be mean to you. I might tease you a little bit, but I do with you is done with love. I would never...
Thank you.
I would never willingly try to hurt you. And if I did, you please tell me, like that time you yelled at me. For posting on your fraternity Facebook page. And you screamed at me. And you were 100% justified. I was 100% wrong. And you let me have it, and I took it because I was wrong by acting like a frat brother on your wholesome and community-minded frat page. And I posted stuff about how we were organizing a pro hate speech meeting. And you were just like, will you stop it? I'm trying to do this. This is my life. And I'm doing it. And I'm like, you're right. I'm sorry. 100%. But you know how I feel about you, buddy. Okay.
Yeah, I feel the same.
I feel the same way about everything. Zach. I feel the same way about Zach. I don't want to talk to him and tell him that. But he's here. He hears this. He knows it. He knows it's true. And Jason, I feel the same way. Jason is the sweetest person walking this planet.
I agree.
All right, buddy.
Well, it was great talking to you, Tom, and I hope you have a good night.
Okay, bye. Good guy, good guy. Final call. Best show. Hi.
I'm sorry to do this.
Hello.
Hello, hi.
Hi.
Welcome to the best show. I'm good. To whom am I speaking?
It's Justin in Baltimore.
Justin in Baltimore. What do you think? We were talking about Baltimore earlier. Calzone, do you think Cal Ripken was ever approached by a Calzone business to open a place called the Calzone?
I would say it's a shame if he hadn't been, but I tuned in late this evening.
Okay. It's all right. But, you're busy?
You know, I
left it down. I get it. Look, the show's not going anywhere. The show gets podcast. You fit it to your life. You don't gotta listen live. It's there for you. I get it.
Listening to it live has been a treat, honestly, and that's someone who does not make it to the live listening often. So this has been great for me. I've never called.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad you could finally call in.
Have you heard this the rumored fable about Cal Ripken and what's his name, Richard Gere?
I have not.
You know about this one? Apparently, and I could be completely messing this up, but apparently Richard Gere was caught with Cal Ripken's wife, and Cal Ripken chased him out of the house.
Okay, sure. I don't know if this is true. This could be could be some flight of fancy. I'm not going to end up in court against Cal Ripken.
Hey, yeah. I
get a lawsuit from Richard Gere and Cal Ripken. Just some caller called in and besmirched their reputation.
Fair enough. Well, you know, it's only besmirching Richard Gere.
What's your favorite movie this year?
Favorite movie this year?
Avengers Endgame.
You know, it's been a bad year for getting out to movies. Mm-hmm. And the ones that I've seen that have been ones that people talk about, I've kind of scratched my head on. And the ones that I've liked have been odd ones. Like, I really enjoyed Hobbs and Shaw. It was
I enjoyed that.
Very entertaining.
I enjoyed that movie a lot. Like?
Ready or Not. I saw Ready or Not and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood on a double feature at a drive-in theater, and it was incredible.
Oh, that's a great. I wanted to see Ready or Not. I didn't get to see it. Was it good?
I enjoyed it.
Is it fun?
It's very fun, and it gets right to it, and it's like an hour and a half of just
people killing each other,
entertainment. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah,
I know there's been an ongoing saga between you and Mike about this.
Yeah, he's always moaning about it.
I loved it.
Yeah,
the
me
people
too.
I
yeah.
was with hated it.
Yeah, you know, they're dumb.
And I mean, honestly, and what I should say, I love what I saw.
Look,
because the people that I was with.
Yeah, this better not be fake. You better not say an e-cigarette thing or something.
No. They asked if we could leave early because, you know, it was an outdoor theater and it was a little.
Can you
little
leave
chilly.
Early? Yeah, walk home.
Yeah,
walk.
It was rough.
Get walking.
Yeah, I had a little bit of a hard time with it because, you know, people were falling asleep. Not having a good time, and I was locked in.
Good. As well, you should have been.
Soundtrack.
It's a movie that ends with the Night of the Manson murders. Are you going to fall asleep?
Yeah.
Look, I'm not even going to say how many times I saw this movie. I'm not even going to say because people make fun of me. But trust me.
I'm ashamed I haven't made it back.
I understand this movie. I understand it. It's his best movie. I understand it completely.
Not the last.
The Hateful Eight was perfectly fine. I liked it.
Well, I just meant, didn't he say that this was his
last? Oh, these are his last two, yes. He has one more coming.
Oh, okay.
I hope he just makes it about AP Mike. I hope his final movie's called, I hope it's called, like, Mike Unchained or something.
Just,
Mike. What if it's called, what if it's called, What if Mike should just play character in it, right? Would you be in it, Mike? If it paid well. This guy was in the Kevin Smith movie. He got paid in cheeseburger, and he showed up proudly to be in that. If it paid well.
I'd love to see a Tarantino biopic on AP Mike.
If he did AP Mike?
Like an adaptation of...
This is what his final movie should be. Once Upon a Time in Bayonne.
Once Upon a Time in Bayonne, an adaptation...
Wait, hold on. Why don't I do that? Wait, why am I not doing that? Mike, that's it right there. We just hit it. What's that? Naked in Bayonne? Wait, what was that? Oh, that's right. Naked 2, where you get the trench coat shows up in a box, and you put it on, and you become like the guy in Naked, except for the being a rapist. You're not. That was a horrifying. It's funny how the stuff flew in movies like that. Hey, Naked, the guy's kind of a rapist, and he walks around talking about life. And you get his quirky take on the world. This rapist walks around doing, it's like, really? That's what we're doing with this character? Rapist?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's remarkable how so much stuff doesn't age so well.
Once upon a time. Yeah, that should never have aged well. It's always horrifying.
No. No,
it's not,
always.
It's not like sexual assault finally became creepy. And wrong and violent and disgusting.
Yeah. Even just the...
That was 2004! Wasn't a problem back then. This is what I say. Oof. That movie, Once Upon a Time in Bayonne, is the movie that we've got to make. With AP Mike. Right?
I'm in if you'll have me.
Well, where do you live?
Baltimore.
Eh, you're too far away. You're not a local hire.
Oh, 3 hours.
Eh, you're not. McHenry Tunnel traffic? Nah, you're talking about 4.
You can cut the mileage.
I'm going to say, first of all, that McHenry Tunnel, what's the goal with that? To feel like the movie Drive when you're going through it? Is that supposed to be the Drive experience? The sickly neon green colors?
Yeah. You know, it's... I seldom take that tunnel, and when I do, it's because I'm not paying attention to my GPS or, you know, whatever my phone's telling me to do if it's traffic. But yeah, I agree. It's a little nothing like the stark reminder of being under the Chesapeake.
Once Upon a Time in Bayonne, who should be in it? AP Mike, of course.
Okay. Does he?
The guy from the denture commercial. We'll get him back. Who else is famous from Bayonne?
George R. R. Martin.
George R. R. Martin should be in it. It should be that he goes back to get revenge on the people that picked on him in high school. And AP Mike is the only person standing in between him and his revenge. Right? Do it kind of like Billy Jack. But with AP Mike stopping George R. R. Martin rolling into Bayonne. I think this is the movie. Who else is from there? Frank Langella would be good in this. He could be in it. What if we got him to play who could he play? Who's like a famous person from Bayonne?
I got no one. I got AP Mike and George R. R.
Martin. I'm saying goodbye to you. I'm bored with this already. I want to go home. Everybody, you all know it. You love it. It's the best show. We've been doing it for 1,001 years. We'll do it for 1,001 more. And I say goodnight.
I am a lineman for the county. And I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire. I can hear you through the whine. And the witch's call is still on the line. That stretch down south won't ever stand the strain.
Here's something you may not know about me. I haven't paid for a drink in over 4 years.
And I need you more than won't you.
About a few fun, 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 fun.
laugh some, laugh some, laugh some, laugh good time, fun, laugh good time, fun, laugh good time, fun, laugh good time. Do you wanna have fun? Fun, fun, fun. How's about a few fun, laugh, fun, laugh.
I'm officially running for President of the United States, and we are going to make our country great again.
Bird of prey, flying high, in the summer sky. Bird of prey, flying high, gently pass on by.
So first question, right off the bat, saw it on Twitter yesterday. We shoot Clerks 3 in May, hit somebody shoot September through Christmas. In February, doing Moose Jaws, but after that, I smell a rat. Mall Rat sequel, yes or no?
Yeah.
Yeah?